Earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander Card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash. Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when you're done cleaning that bathroom, I got a few other things for you to do.
Well, you know, son, I'll do whatever it takes for the team to get the job done.
Also, when you're finished, I need you to go through these tenant files.
Wait a minute. I know you're the boss. Look, change is inevitable, just like our real estate market. With the inventory of homes increasing, it is creating more opportunities for buyers.
Yeah, I would agree. Buyers are getting better prices, their closing costs paid for, and a ton more homes to choose from.
And with our seller programs like cash advances, doing all repairs, and buying distressed properties in 5 days, nobody, and I mean nobody, gets your top dollar like the real estate guy.
So call the number one real estate brand in Nevada.
The Real Estate Guys.
702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. Call for details. EXP Realty. License number 38886.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the Real Estate Guy.
All right, welcome back. The standings in the PCL entering tonight. This is the 119th game of the year out of 150 for the Las Vegas Aviators. They're in the Western Division of the PCL. Las Vegas is in second place coming into tonight, 8 back of first place Reno. Salt Lake's in third place. They are 12 out. Tacoma's 13 out. And Sacramento's 16 out. In the Eastern Division, Oklahoma City, this is really a good race now. They lead El Paso, but only by a game and a half. Round Rock in third place, they're just 5 games out. Sugar Land, 12 games out. Albuquerque, 12 and a half games off the pace. As far as the scores in the major leagues are concerned currently, we'll get you the most up-to-date scores that we have here on the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. In Philadelphia, they're in the eighth inning. Phillies lead the Reds 7-4. Bottom of the eighth, White Sox lead at Baltimore 5-1. Ninth inning, Angels and Tampa are tied at 1. Also in the ninth inning, Toronto and the Red Sox tied at 2 over at Fenway. Bottom of the sixth at Wrigley, the Cubs lead the Cardinals 3-1. In the bottom of the sixth inning in Kansas City, Arizona leads the Royals 1-0. Bottom of the sixth, Houston leads Minnesota 3-1. Bottom of the second, the Dodgers have jumped out to a 4-1 lead over the Milwaukee Brewers. And earlier, Atlanta rolled by the Pirates 14-2. It was Detroit over San Francisco 6-1. The Rangers piled up 18 hits at Coors Field and beat the Rockies 16-4. In 10 innings, Oakland and A.J. Puck got the win over the Marlins. That was a 3-2 final. Cleveland shut out San Diego. That was a 7-0 final. And the Washington Nationals defeated Seattle up in Seattle. That was a 3-1 final in that particular ball game. In Oakland's win at home, we mentioned A.J. Puck. Nick Allen let off, went 1-for-4 with a run scored. He's hitting .205. Shea Langelier's batted second, 0-for-4 with a run scored, and he's at .233. Sheldon Noisy, 0-for-3, he's at .221. Vimal Machin, 0-for-1, he's at .226. Dave McKinnon, 0-for-4, he's at .146 currently. Sky Bolt, 0-for-3, he's at .202. Jonah Bride, 1-for-3, he's at .227. And that's it as far as the position players are concerned. And so that's the story with, you might call them the Oakland Aviators. So many guys who played in Las Vegas are up there now. Jesus Luzardo was the starter for the Marlins. Of course, he was with the Aviators before. And he pitched a good game but had no decision against his old team. 7 innings, just 3 hits and 2 runs earned, but again, no decision. All right, when we come back, we've got the starting lineups for you next from Las Vegas Ballpark right after this.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Yeah. So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99. Try Syntec today, exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
I want to take more chances with the embroidering.
Henley's vision for a new clothing line is coming into focus.
Dramatic.
They'll need an on-staff photographer to put their collection in the spotlight.
Why is no one taking shots of these?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. The Hash House of Go-Go pregame show continues. By the way, talking about the Oakland victory in 10 innings over the Marlins, and just to let you know, Oakland walked off in that game with a 3-2 victory and the game-winning RBI, courtesy of Sky Bolt, who had a sacrifice fly to drive in the game winner, as Oakland did win over Miami in 10 innings by a score of 3-2. All right, the starting lineup of the visiting Sugarland Space Cowboys, Houston's AAA team, managed by Mickey Storey. Pitching coach is Eric Abreu. The hitting coach, Rafael Pena. Bench coach, Vladimir Sutil. So now, for Sugarland, leading off in left field is J.J. Matijevic. Hitting second, the catcher, Yainer Diaz. Hitting third in center field, Lewis Brinson. The cleanup man, third baseman, Taylor Jones. Batting fifth and right, Corey Jilks. In the sixth spot, the designated hitter, Corey Lee. In the seventh slot, second baseman, Alex DeGoti. Hitting eighth at shortstop, Edwin Diaz. Batting ninth at first base, Scott Manea. On the mound, righty Sean Dubin, 1-4. With a 5.68 ERA. I'll be back after this timeout with the Aviators starting lineup tonight and the first pitch of the game right after these commercial words.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
The Sourdough Star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The Sourdough Store.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feeds your happy. Tax not included. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Hey, welcome back. All right, let's give you the starting lineup for the Las Vegas Aviators. Russ Langer here. A little later on, Matt Neverett will jump in and join us. The Aviators have, they've broken even after the first 118 games, winning 59, losing 59. The Aviators are the Oakland Athletics AAA team. The manager is Fran Reardon. Leading off at shortstop, Kevin Smith. Batting second, the catcher, Bo Taylor. Hitting third at third base, Nate Mondu. The cleanup man, first baseman, Dermis Garcia. All right, ready for this? Batting fifth, the designated hitter. He hasn't been around since early last year, Cody Thomas. He had to have surgery on his ACL, and he has been rehabbing for many, many months. But he's ready to go and in the lineup. Hitting in the sixth spot, second baseman, Jordan Diaz. Batting seventh in right field, Vince Fernandez. In the eighth slot, center fielder Christian Pache. And batting ninth in left field will be Mickey McDonald. On the mound, lefty Ken Waldichuk, 6'4", 220 pounds, 24 years old. He's from San Diego. And again, Waldichuk was with the Yankees AAA team in Scranton Wilkes-Barre. Made 11 starts there, 2-3 with a 3.59 ERA. 0-1 in three starts for Las Vegas with a 3.95 ERA. The Aviators taking on Sugarland. This is game two of a six-gamer. It's game five of the road trip. And they, of the homestand, I should say. They started off, of course, winning two out of three over Sacramento. The two wins came back-to-back in games two and three. And in each game, the Aviators were losing in the eighth inning and came from behind to win both times. Waldichuk's most recent outing was a good one in Sacramento a week ago today. He went 5 1/3, had no decision. He allowed two runs earned on four hits. Dixon Machado reached him for a home run, but other than that, he pitched into the sixth inning and pitched well. Walking one, striking out six, 88 pitches, 57 strikes. First start, he threw 71. That was against Reno. Second start, he threw 73, 88 last time. So he's good for at least 90 pitches, depending on how things go. Waldichuk, fastball in the low to sometimes mid-90s. Overhand curve, slider, kind of a sweepy, slurvy slider. And he's got a changeup also. Waldichuk, kind of a funky delivery also. Fastball low and outside, ball one, we're underway. J.J. Matijevic opening up for Sugarland, and he's hitting .293, 13 homers, 40 RBIs, and 9 steals also. He's the left fielder in this one. He hits a drive to deep right field, and what do you know? Sugarland is picking up where they left off yesterday in just the second pitch of the game. Matijevic unloads, and it's a 1-0 lead. Matijevic led off last night's game with a home run off Hogan Harris, and now he goes deep against Waldichuk, and it's 1-0 Sugarland before the fans have even settled into their seats here. And that'll bring up the right-handed hitting Sugarland catcher, Yiner Diaz. All Sugarland did yesterday was hit 9 home runs. So Matijevic goes deep right there. That's his 14th home run, his 41st RBI, and his third hit of the series. He homered and singled last night. Here's Diaz. Fastball strike on the outside at 94 miles an hour. 0-1. Diaz starts off with a batting average of .279. 15 home runs and only 179 at-bats. That's a lot of home runs. Here's the 0-1. There's a bounding ball down the third baseline. Fair grabbed at the line by Mondu. He throws to first and gets him. A good play by Mondu. And a good play also by Dermis Garcia. Mondu, now we're finding out, there's a little flip-flop here. Mondu is at second base, begging your pardon on that last call. Jordan Diaz is at third, so give the credit, hang the star on Jordan Diaz's name for making that play, and also Dermis Garcia digging out the throw. Nice play. One out for Lewis Brinson, who looks at ball one, fastball at 96 from Waldichuk. Lewis Brinson, right-handed hitting center fielder, having a solid year, .296, 20 homers, 57 batted in, also 20 doubles. He looks at a strike on the inside corner, fastball at 95. 1-1, Brinson in last night's game. Well, he did it all. He drove in 7 runs with a grand slam and later a 3-run home run, also had a single, and he walked twice. There's a track meet here last night, in case you missed it. Fastball fouled away to the right, 1-2, Sugarland winning 23-8. So Waldichuk, that's just the third home run he's given up, and this is his fourth start. And Brinson in there with a one-ball, two-strike count. Waldichuk wearing number 30 to the motion, kicks the right leg, and here he comes. Curveball hit up the third baseline. Nice diving play by Diaz, who gets up and throws him out. Jordan Diaz, who is not known for his defense. He's known for his bat with good reason, but he just made another really good play, an even better play than he made on the ball hit by Yainer Diaz. Because he doesn't get that ball. That's extra bases for Brinson. So that's a terrific play by Diaz, lunging toward the line to stop that sharply hit ground ball by Lewis Brinson and the batter Taylor Jones. Las Vegas in the field then. This is it for sure. Dermis Garcia at first, Nate Mondu at second, Kevin Smith at short, Jordan Diaz at third. The pitch is down and in, ball one to Taylor Jones, the right-hand hitting third baseman. Mickey McDonald is in left, Christian Pache is in center, Vince Fernandez is in right, Bo Taylor is catching for Ken Waldichuk. Jones hits another ground ball wide at third, diving stop by Diaz again. Then he gets up, makes a bad throw that bounces and hits the screen in front of the first base dugout. Jones is safe. I'll tell you what, Diaz almost Brooks Robinsoned himself through that inning. Made two excellent plays, and there was a great stop, but he airmailed the throw way to the home plate side of first. Garcia had no chance to catch it. And Jones is safe at first. And the batter is the right-handed hitting right fielder, Corey Jolks. So Jones entered the game at 257. Jolks hitting 264. 23 home runs. 63 runs batted in. And Jolks had a three-run home run last night. Drove in four runs. Hit three hits. A home run and two singles. All right, so Jones at first. Here's the stretch. And the pitch. That's a strike over the inside corner. 0-1 on Corey Jolks. J-U-L-K-S. 26 years old out of Friendswood, Texas, who was a Double-A Corpus Christi last year. There's a swing and a miss, off-speed breaking ball. It is 0-2 on Jolks. They have given Diaz a throwing error, so a splendid stop by Diaz for the throw. Off target, and Jones officially aboard on a throwing error. 0-2. Waldichuk stretches. San Diego native delivers. And that's a breaking ball. Swung on and missed, strike three. That's a tough slider down and in at 84 miles an hour. Sugarland is finished in the first. They get a leadoff home run on the second pitch of the game by J.J. Matijevic. One run on one hit, one error, and one left. And at the end of half an inning of play, it is Sugarland 1 and Las Vegas against Sean Dubin coming up.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado bolder with a six step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado brighter with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet. US 95 and Ann Road. Find new road. Team Chevrolet.
Steiner, the new out-of-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
All right, welcome back. 1-0 in favor of Sugarland. Bottom of the first. Russ Langer here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Sean Dubin on the mound. It was supposed to be Brandon Belak, but they switched and they gave Sean Dubin the start instead. He's 6'1", 170. He'll be 27 soon on the 6th of September. Born in Allegheny, New York. Here's the pitch to Kevin Smith, and a fellow New Yorker, New York State, takes a pitch outside at 96. Ball one, 1-0. Smith at 219, two homers, both of which have been hit very recently, and 27 batted in. Fastball's high, it's 2-0. Smith last night, in fact, was 1-for-4 with one of his two home runs and drove in two runs. Sean Dubin, 1-4 in eight starts and six relief appearances for a total of 14 outings. Here's the 2-0. Smith takes up and away at 88, 3-0. But Dubin, a 5.68 ERA, and again, for Dubin, as I mentioned in the pregame show, a lot of walks. In 38 innings, 26 walks, 58 strikeouts, so a ton of strikeouts, too. So he generally throws a lot of pitches. Here's the 3-0 on the way to Smith, and he takes ball four. So a four-pitch walk, and Smith, who runs reasonably well, is on first base, and Bo Taylor's coming up. We'll run down Sugarland's defense for you. It's Finn the Bat Dog out here doing his thing. At first base for Sugarland tonight, Scott Manea. The second baseman, Alex Degote. At shortstop, Edwin Diaz. At third base, Taylor Jones. J.J. Matijevic's in left. Lewis Brinson is in center. Corey Jolks in right. Yainer Diaz behind the plate. Bo Taylor hits a ground ball right at the bag at second. And the throw to first, that is a double play. So well turned right there as Edwin Diaz on a ball that with a conventional type of defensive alignment is going to be up the middle. But that's why you shift. And that time, the shift, although it doesn't always work, worked that time. A 6-3 double play. Diaz to Scott Manea. And there is now up Nate Mondu with two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the first inning. Mondu was supposed to play third, playing second instead. He hits a ground ball to short, so Diaz will get another chance. Throws to first, and Mondu, who opened the game at 278, bounces out 6-3 quickly. The Aviators are gone in the first. Only half a dozen pitches for Dubin in the first inning. Zeros across for the Aviators. At the end of one quick inning, it's Sugarland 1, Las Vegas nothing.
Hey, Chuck, can you explain the difference between Dollar Loan Center's locations and the typical check cashing and payday places?
Well, we don't have bulletproof glass, we don't have bars on the windows, we don't have plastic furniture. Look, our locations are more upscale, clean and safe, like banks used to be. You walk in, it's a beautiful atmosphere, DLC radio's cranked up, and immediately, you feel comfortable and welcome.
And your locations have even won awards for how nice they are?
For several years in a row, the Financial Service Centers of America have awarded us with the Activia Award for Outstanding Community Service and the Star Award for Best Store Appearance. Both are national recognitions.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes without a checking account or any collateral or car title. We have over 50 locations, or you can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
At the end of one, 1-0 Sugarland. We're at the top of the second now. Corey Lee, who did the catching last night and is DHing here, coming up. Corey with a K. He's out of Cal Berkeley. And all he did last night was hit three home runs and drive in five. He swings at the first pitch, grounds it into the Sugarland dugout, third base side. Strike one on Corey Lee, 6'2", 210-pounder. 24 years old from Escondido, California. Played at three levels last year. Class A, Asheville. Double A, Corpus Christi. Got some time in with Sugarland at the Triple A level. There's a breaking ball for a strike, 0-2. Lee only hitting 222, but Now he's got 17 home runs after his outburst last night and 58 driven in, the 0-2. Lined into left field, that's a base hit. Off-speed pitch at 80 miles an hour. McDonald gets it back in. So that's the second hit for Sugarland. And the batter's the right-handed hitting second baseman, Alex DeGoti. Ken Waldichuk, 6'4", 220, 24 years old. Again, he's from San Diego, went to St. Mary's. He was the Yankees' fifth-round pick in June of 2019 in that particular draft. He was a two-year starter for St. Mary's, had good success in college. Fastball down and in, ball one to DeGoti, 1-0. He was a junior in 2019, and that's when he got drafted. He represented the Yankees at the All-Star Futures game in Los Angeles a little over a month ago. Shea Langeliers was there. Here's the 1-0 to DeGoti. The runner goes. The pitch is a ball. Throw to second base is off target, and he's in there. Better throw. Would have had Lee, but the second baseman, Mondu, had to reach slightly to the third base side of second. And so Corey Lee steals the base. So even though Corey Lee is listed as a catcher, he's now 9-for-9 in steals. 2-0 on DeGoti, hitting .246 with 8 homers and 53 driven in. And he singled and doubled in 5 at-bats last night, walked and scored twice, batting ninth, batting 7th in this game. Waldichuk deals, fastball down and in, 3-0 on deck, the right-handed hitting shortstop, Edwin Diaz. So Taylor had a shot at Corey Lee, former big league manager and big league catcher for many years, Mike Socha, used to talk about throws to second base from behind the plate when a runner's trying to steal second. The 3-0, that's a strike 3-1. And he said, there are no outs on the third base side of the bag. He's got to be at the bag or the other side. And that was a strong throw, but slightly to the third base side. It is a 3-1 count on DeGoti. Waldichuk stretches, a glance back at Lee. The pitch is a fastball, swung on and missed. He threw it right by him at 95 miles an hour. Anyway, it was a little over 3 weeks ago that when Oakland traded right-hander Frankie Montas and Lou Trevino to the Yankees for Waldichuk, J.P. Sears, another right-hander named Luis Medina, and infielder Cooper Bowman. Here's the pitch. Strike three call. That is a really nice backdoor breaking ball by Waldichuk. DeGoti didn't like it at all, but he's out. That's the second strikeout for Ken Waldichuk. Plate umpire Sam Birch having a face-to-face conversation with DeGoti, who's now beginning to walk away. But Mickey Story walking down from the third base coaching box saying something to Birch. The batter is going to be Edwin Diaz in a moment, but the conversation between Story and Sam Birch continuing here. Now Lou Williams III, who is the crew chief, comes walking in. And DeGoti's still there. Apparently, DeGoti wanted to challenge that. Remember last night we started the ABS challenge. But Mickey Story, the manager, discussing the situation because he's talking now with Birch, with Lou Williams III right there. So Lee is at second. There is one out, and the conversation continuing near home plate. When we resume, Edwin Diaz will be up. Waldichuk goes to the rosin bag, so he's gonna kind of chill, as they say, a little bit. While this conversation near home plate continues between Mickey Story and Sam Birch and Lou Williams III with DeGoti standing there also. The whole challenge system is obviously brand new. The players all had to be briefed on it, not just the coaching staffs and obviously the umpires. And the conversation continues even more. So, Waldichuk will throw again and just limber up with Bo Taylor. And now that looks like the conversation is over. So DeGoti's out. Edwin Diaz will settle in. Diaz, who's from Puerto Rico. And it will celebrate his 27th birthday tomorrow. He's 6'2", 223. Diaz was with the Aviators for part of last year, if the name rings a bell, and was also at AA Midland. And he's hitting, just played in two games, 3-for-8 since joining Sugarland. The pitch to Diaz. Waldichuk's fastball up and away at 93, ball one, 1-0. Waldichuk had a two-seam sinking fastball in college, but he scrapped that in favor of a four-seamer. Here is the 1-0 to Edwin Diaz. Lee at second. Waldichuk comes home. Good breaking ball. Swung on a miss. Sharp curveball at 79 miles an hour. And Diaz swung over the top of it. One ball and one strike. 1-0 Sugarland in the top of the second inning. Here's kind of a fading changeup in the low 80s. Looks almost like a screwball down and away from a right-handed hitter. Here's the 1-1 to Diaz on the way. Curve, rip foul outside third. Hits off the Ted Weens roll-up tarpaulin. Down to the ball boy over there. One ball and two strikes on Edwin Diaz, who did not play in last night's Sugarland victory. Waldichuk's curveball, generally in the upper 70s. So now, he's ready with the 1-2. Diaz takes a called third strike. Good pitch. Fastball in the outside half at 96. Third strikeout for Waldichuk. And with two outs and Lee at second here in the second inning, the batters, the right-handed hitting first baseman, Scott Manea.
First baseman, number 30, Scott Manea.
So Waldichuk not only has above-average stuff, but he has kind of a slinger-type delivery that can be deceptive to hitters with arms, legs, and angles. Pitch foul back out of play. Fastball at 95, strike one to Manea. And all that movement allows his stuff to play up somewhat. Manea did not start last night's game. He came off the bench and finished at first base for J.J. Matijevic. And he ended up going 1-for-2 off the bench. Fastball misses. One ball and one strike on Manea, M-A-N-E-A. He's 26 out of Shrewsbury, Massachusetts. It's his first year at AAA. 203 average and 217 at-bats, a homer, 30 batted in. Waldichuk was off the rubber briefly and now back on. Here is the look. Corey Lee off second base. The 1-1 to the right-handed hitting Scott Manea up there with a slightly closed stance. Waldichuk delivers. Fastball a little inside at 95. Ball two. 2-1 is the count. So if you joined us late, on the second pitch of the game, Sugarland left fielder J.J. Matijevic homered. And now we are in the top of the second. Sugarland the early 1-0 lead. And Waldichuk gets set again. Here's a 2-1 to Manea on the way. Good breaking ball. He tried to hold up. He went way around. Sam Birch points the index finger and says, yep, that's a strike. 2-2. He throws that breaking ball toward the back foot of a right-handed hitter. He's got, when he's got good rotation on that pitch and good downward movement, it's a tough pitch. 2-2 on Scott Manea. Waldichuk glances back at Lee off second. Another breaking ball. This one bounces, and Bo Taylor does a good job of blocking it. Breaking ball at 82. 3-2 on Scott Manea now. Sam Birch on the plate. Tyler Olson at first base up. Third base umpire, as I mentioned, Lou Williams, the third umpiring crew for this series. Game three tomorrow night on $2 beer night at 7:05. 3-2. Waldichuk wearing number 30. Stares back at Lee. A second glance. Now the payoff. Breaking ball. Swung on and missed strike three. That's a big league breaking ball at 81 miles an hour. So Waldichuk gives up a single and strikes out three in a row. It's four strikeouts in the first two innings. Sugarland gets no runs and a hit, no errors, and a man left. After 1.5, Sugarland won, the Aviators nothing.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the the most cash. Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when you're done cleaning that bathroom, I got a few other things for you to do.
Well, you know, son, I'll do whatever it takes for the team to get the job done.
Also, when you're finished, I need you to go through these tenant files.
Wait a minute. I know you're the boss. Look, change is inevitable, just like our real estate market. With the inventory of homes increasing, it is creating more opportunities for buyers.
Yeah, I would agree. Buyers are getting better prices, their closing costs paid for, and a ton more homes to choose from.
And with our seller programs like cash advances, doing all repairs, and buying distressed properties in 5 days, nobody, and I mean nobody, gets your top dollar like the real estate guy.
So call the number one real estate brand in Nevada.
The Real Estate Guys.
702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. Call for details. EXP Realty, license number 38886.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Save up to $1,000 on select Serta, Sealy Beautyrest, and Purple mattresses. And get up to a $300 free gift at the Best Mattress Labor Day Sale. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Experience the amazing new advances in mattresses. More support, regulated temperature, targeted pressure relief, even help with snoring. Plus, get a free gas card up to $150 on select Perfect Sleeper and Beautyrest mattresses. We've got quick delivery and easy financing too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Hey, welcome back. Bottom of the second, 1-0 Sugarland, game two of a six-game series. And I'm Russ Langer, along with Matt Neverett. It'll be around a little bit later on. It'll be the three in the middle for Las Vegas in the second inning against Sean Dubin. Dermis Garcia, the cleanup hitter, then Cody Thomas, and then Jordan Diaz. Here's Garcia, the pitch. Dubin delivers a hard breaking ball at 89. Garcia tried to hold up, and he went around. Strike one. 0-1. Garcia, 262, 13 homers, 44 batted in. 2-for-5 yesterday with a single and a double, and a run scored. Pitch outside, 1-1. Garcia has hit safely in 6 straight and 13 out of 14. Again, Cody Thomas waiting his turn on deck. A long-awaited return of Cody Thomas. And the pitch. Slider swung on and foul tipped into the mitt of catcher Yainer Diaz. 1-2. All right, the 1-2 now to Garcia. Dubin delivers. Slider down and away, getting a lot of sliders in this at-bat. 2-2 on Dermis Garcia. Thomas, then Diaz, and then if anyone reaches, Vince Fernandez. Nobody out, nobody out. Bottom of the second, 1-0 Sugarland. The pitch from Dubin on the way, and he takes a fastball. Strike three called. So a bunch of sliders in the upper 80s. Then that fastball, he zipped it in over the outside corner at 95 to get Garcia looking for his first strikeout. One out, and here comes Cody Thomas. All right. Nice to see Cody Thomas back. Cody is an outfielder. He's 6'4", 210, 27 years old from Colleyville, Texas, in the Dallas area. He went to the University of Oklahoma. The Dodgers drafted him in 2016 in the 13th round. He was really a good player for the Aviators last year. Then he got hurt. The pitch is a strike 0-1. But when he was healthy, he hit .289 with 18 home runs and only 218 at-bats. Drove in 52, 20 doubles. Played some good defense, too. But here's the 0-1 now. Cody looks at a strike on the inside corner. It is 0-2 on Cody Thomas. But he had surgery involving a debridement of his Achilles tendon and heel. And so that's a long rehab, and he'd been out for several months. Pitch swung on and foul back. But more than 6 months he'd been rehabbing. But I talked to Cody yesterday when he got here, taking some batting practice, and he said he'd been in Arizona. He's faced several games worth of live pitching, and he feels like he's ready to compete here. We'll see. 0-2. Good to have him back. Strong left-handed batter. The 0-2, breaking ball a little high. 1-2 on Cody Thomas. Cody was originally drafted by the Yankees back in 2013, but he did not sign. He chose to recognize his football scholarship to Oklahoma. Yeah, football. The pitch is a bounding ball toward the bag at second, charged by Diaz, who throws him out. So that is a 6-3 put out for Thomas. And the batter is Jordan Diaz. Who is playing third base in this game. Former Oklahoma quarterback, Cody Thomas, bounces out. Here's Jordan Diaz, hitting 273 since he got here from Midland. There's the pitch. A bounding ball back up the middle, and that one is through in the center. Base hit. Then the Aviators have their first hit. Brinson gets it back in. So Diaz, who was hitless in his first AAA game, has now hit safely in five in a row since. He had one hit yesterday. It was a double. And now he's at first with two down for Vince Fernandez. So Fernandez, who did not play in yesterday's series opener, hitting 264 in 250 at-bats. 13 home runs, 45 driven in. And the pitch. Fastball down and in, ball one, 1-0. In the series against Sacramento, the three-game series prior to Sugar Land's arrival, Vince was 0-for-3 in that series. Dubin set, and the right-hander ready his pitch. And a breaking ball drops in for a strike on the inside half. 0-1 on the left-hander hitting Vince Fernandez. Dubin was out injured. He was on the injured list. And this is his second start since being activated. Here's the 1-1 on the way. Fernandez swings through a fastball at 96. It's 1-2. He had two scoreless innings a week ago today against Oklahoma City, so I'm not sure how long of a leash he'll be on in this game. But earlier in the year, he was throwing close to 100 pitches per start. Here's the 1-2 now on the way, the stretch, the pitch to Fernandez. Breaking ball on the inside corner, strike three looking. That's it. Second strikeout for Dubin, both in this inning. And in the Aviators' second, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. And at the end of two, it is Sugar Land 1 and Las Vegas nothing.
Snyder, you had to stop up, but you can play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Snyder's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders. And we make history in Vegas. Snyder, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Snyder's, I love this place.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Alrighty, my friends, we are now in the third inning. Russ Langer here at Las Vegas Ballpark. It's a very attractive evening, a little cooler than normal this time of the year. And Ken Waldachuk with Sugarland leading 1-0. Facing J.J. Matijevic, who hit the second pitch of the game over the fence and right for a home run. And there's a fastball for a strike, 0-1 on Matijevic, who is from Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Now he's at 296, 14 homers, 41 batted in. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Good curveball, 79, clipped that inner edge. 0-2. The Hash House Go-Go scoreboard. We've got the Ted Wiens trivia question. We'll be passing that along in a little bit. Two strikes to count. Waldichuk uncoils and delivers. Breaking ball. He checked his swing, and that pitch that was down and away. One ball and two strikes to count. So, they have three infielders to the right of second for Matijevic. Left-handed hitter shift. There is a slow breaking ball in there. Strike three called, 81 miles an hour. Waldichuk has now struck out four in a row. I think the most any Aviator pitcher has struck out consecutively this year is five. Now he's got four. And here's Diaz, who grounded out to third in the first inning, immediately following Matijevic's leadoff home run. And a pitch is taken high. One ball to no strikes on Yiner, Y-A-I-N-E-R, Diaz. Lewis Brinson on deck. Bases empty. One gone in the top of the third inning. Waldichuk rocks and fires. Fastball swing and a miss. Good pitch riding up and away at 95. Diaz late with a swing. He's at 278 now with 15 homers and 44 runs driven in. Yiner Diaz batted second last night. He had two home runs also, but he swings and misses at a slider, and the count is now 1-2. Now Waldichuk back to the motion. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and tipped into Taylor's mitt. That is five consecutive strikeouts for Ken Waldichuk, and he struck out six in a row. In fact, he struck out five in a row. He struck out six of the last seven hitters. Here's Brinson. Brinson was robbed of a hit when he pulled one down the third baseline, and Jordan Diaz went diving to stop it and threw him out. There's a swing and a miss at a slider. Strike one. It's 0-1. Now, the strike one look. Waldichuk throws. Fastball. That's a strike on the outside corner. 0-2. So Waldichuk has struck out five in a row, and he has an 0-2 count on Brinson. 1-0 Sugarland, top of the third. Waldichuk ready. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Waldichuk has struck out six straight hitters and has seven strikeouts through three innings. That's the most consecutive strikeouts by an Aviator pitcher this year. And we go to the bottom of the third, 1-0 Sugarland.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, we're back. All right, we go to the bottom of the third, and Sugarland with a 1-0 lead. Leadoff man in the game, J.J. Matijevic, hit the second pitch of the game off Ken Waldichuk over the fence. But Waldichuk now has struck out six in a row and seven of eight. So, Aviators trail by one. Right-hander Sean Dubin has given up one hit and walk one and struck out two of his own. Christian Pache leads off. Pitches way outside, a fastball at 95. Ball one, 1-0. Pache, 262, three home runs, 17 driven in. He was 0-for-4 yesterday. He had four hits in the Sacramento series in 11 at-bats. One of the hits was a triple. Here's the 1-0 to Pache on the way. Slider, strike on the outside. Good pitch at 87. One ball and one strike is the count. And the 1-1. Pache takes a fastball a little up and away at 95. Ball two. Two balls and one strike to count. Now the 2-1 on the way. Pache looks at a strike on the outside at 95. Good pitch. 2-2. On deck, Mickey McDonald. And then the leadoff man, Kevin Smith, in the bottom of the third. 1-0 in favor of Sugarland. Sean Dubin rocks and deals the 2-2 to Christian Pache. And he swings and fouls that breaking ball back. It remains two balls and two strikes. Two and two. Pache waiting, and the next one. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. Pache looked like he was very tentative, but a very slow swing, as if swinging underwater. That's a tough pitch toward the outside at 96. Dubin gets his third strikeout. Goes in the books as a strikeout swinging. And here's Mickey McDonald, of course, was with the Aviators earlier this year. Then got sent down to AA Midland yesterday. He came off the bench and went 2-for-2. The pitch is inside, ball one. 1-0 on Mickey. McDonald, 6'2", 190. He's 27. 16th round pick, rather an 18th round pick by Oakland in 2017. He's from San Mateo, but spends a lot of his offseason time in Chicago. Pitches high. It's 2-0. Mickey hitting 252 overall and 103 at-bats with a pair of homers, one against Sugarland. 10 batted in. Left-handed hitter, of course, good speed. Kevin Smith is on deck. 1-0 Sugarland in the home half of the third. Dubin kicks and delivers. Fastball, foul back. Strike one. Two balls and one strike is the count. Two and one. The outfield is shallow, and they play him the opposite way. Here's the pitch. And Mickey swings and misses at that 95-mile-an-hour pitch. Strike two. It is 2-2. Two balls and two strikes on the left-handed hitting Mickey McDonald, the pitch. Breaking ball lifted down the left field line. And Jones, the third baseman in foul ground near the tarp, reaches and can't quite get it. Jones falls down, and he came close to making a really good play by that rolled-up Ted Weens tarpaulin over there. But he just missed it, so Mickey will have another opportunity here. Jones went directly toward the tarp, but the ball was hit a little bit toward the outfield side of the tarp, so he kind of lunged and ended up falling down. Difficult play, obviously, 2-2. On Mickey McDonald, the count remains. Dubin snares in, has the sign from Diaz, and the 2-2. Mickey hits a pop fly towards short. That's where Diaz is. He's at the fringe of the outfield grass, makes a two-handed grab. There are two outs in the Las Vegas third. Kevin Smith, who walked and was erased on the Bo Taylor double play ground ball. Coming up now, Ted Weens trivia. Do a new trivia question every night tonight. Who was the first pitcher to win 10 games or more in 20 consecutive seasons? 10 games or more in 20 consecutive seasons. Here is the pitch. Smith takes a fastball for ball one. Not sure if Matt Neverett knows this one because I just took a glance at him. He looked like he swallowed something alive. 1-0. All right. But after he thinks about it, I'm giving him at least a 50-50 shot. Here's the 1-0. Smith takes it outside. Ball two. 2-0. On deck, Bo Taylor. 1-0 Sugarland. Home half of the third. Avedish with Smith at the plate. He's at 219 with two homers, including one last night. Here's the 2-0. He swings at that fastball, fouls it back. Strike one. Two balls and one strike on Kevin Smith. Tomorrow, the matchup, Adrian Martinez, who's 5-7 for Las Vegas, and right-hander Peter Solomon, who is 7-6, will pitch for Sugarland in Game 3 on $2 Beer Night. Games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to conclude the homestand. The 2-1 pitch. Smith takes it a little outside at 95. Three balls and one strike to count. Dubin now, working with two outs in the third inning, has thrown 37 pitches, 22 strikes. 3-1. Smith waiting. Outfield straight away. Medium depth. Here's the pitch. That strike on the outside. Good pitch at 95. He's hitting the outside corner with a fair amount of regularity. 3-2. Outfield is about straight away. The infield slightly playing him to pull. Second baseman Degody essentially up the middle. Several steps to the third base side of second near the lip of the outfield grass. 3-2 pitch. Fastball. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That strikeout ends the inning. So 1-2-3 go the Aviators in the third. That's four strikeouts for Dubin, and he's retired four in a row. And at the end of three, it's Sugarland 1, the Aviators nothing.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back. All right, we head to the fourth inning, 1-0 in favor of the Sugarland Space Cowboys. Cowboys with a regular track meet yesterday, winning 23-8. And Ken Waldichuk, though, on a roll with six straight strikeouts and seven overall through three innings. His fastball is a little below the knees, ball one to Taylor Jones. Jones reached on a throwing error by Jordan Diaz, Vegas third baseman in the first inning. Corey Jolks and Corey Lee after that. Matt Neverett is with us. Good evening, Mr. Neverett.
Much obliged to join. I come bearing news, Russ.
And the pitch is a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1, yes.
Nothing too crazy. Left-hander Parker Mashinsky getting loose in the outfield bullpen for the visiting Sugarland Space Cowboys. Another left-hander.
We'll find out just how crazy that is. Here's the 1-1. Jones swings and misses it. A good off-speed pitch. And it's 1-2.
Well, hey, after a game last night where the bullpen blew up for the Aviators, no other way to put it. The bullpen really going to be a big factor tonight. See who can bounce back once Waldichuk bounces out of this game.
Now the 1-2 to Taylor Jones. Good off-speed pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Seven consecutive strikeouts for Ken Waldichuk. And eight overall. He struck out eight of the last nine and seven straight. And the batter is Corey Jolks, who struck out swinging in the first inning.
There's swing and miss stuff, and then there's whatever Ken Waldichuk's firing in there tonight. One of the most impressive parts, Thrust, though, is just 47 pitches through now 3 1/3, including the eight strikeouts.
And 34 of those pitches are strikes. Here's the pitch to Jolks. He looks at a fastball outside, ball one. One ball to no strikes. Jolks updated average, 264. 23 home runs, 63 batted in. Right-handed batter, open stance. Waldichuk turns and delivers. Fastball, line to left field. That's a base hit. So the strikeout string ends at seven as McDonald slings it back in. And Jolks, a solid single to left. The Sugarland Space Cowboys have their third hit. One on, one out for the DH, Corey Lee, who singled and stole second in the second inning.
Yeah, Lee's hit in the second was eerily reminiscent of that Jolks single that we just saw. Line drive, ripped towards left field. And that started the stretch of eight straight Ks for Waldichuk. So nothing hurt to this point for the left-hander.
Waldichuk stretches. Jolks about three, four steps off first. Then the fastball swung on a miss. Looked like Lee was taking a shot at right field. Strike one. 0-1 the count on Corey with a K. Lee, Corey with a C. Jolks is at first. 0-1 the count. Infield, poise, looking for two, except, of course, Garcia has to hold Jolks on over there at first. Waldichuk looks at his runner. Now comes to his hitter. Fastball down and in at 93. One ball and one strike on Corey Lee.
And one thing that Waldichuk has done well, he's done a lot of things well, but one thing he's done especially well is hold the running game. And we're going to get a challenge here. Look like that one came from the catcher, Bo Taylor. They thought that pitch was a strike at the bottom of the zone. It was close. And we'll see just how refined the replay process has been in the last 24 hours or so. Getting a look on the video board now and ever so slightly on the corner for a strike.
It is a strike, so the Aviators win that challenge.
Not by much. That's about as close as it gets, but it is black and white one way or the other, and that one's a strike.
So instead of 1-1, the count is now 0-2. Waldichuk stretches, unravels. There goes Jolks. Lee hits a bounding ball foul outside third. So Jolks running on the 0-2, and the count remains 0-2 as Mickey Story tries to run that ball down.
And for those unfamiliar, this challenge system that started last night, you get three unsuccessful challenges. So with that one being a successful overturned call, the Aviators still with their full allotment of three. You can challenge as many times as you want if you're right every time.
Two strikes to count. Waldichuk could look at first. Jolks was running on the last pitch. He's not running on this one. And the pitch is a fastball fouled off to the right near the first base dugout. And a count 0-2. Once again, Fran Reardon doing some lineup shuffling. Some of the players who were in the game last night, like Billy McKinney and Matt Davidson, Luis Barrera, start this one on the bench. But, again, it's good to have Cody Thomas back in the fold. Here's the 0-2 stretch by Waldichuk with a new ball to work with from Sam Birch. He stares at first. Jolks leads away. And so Waldichuk pays him a visit with a toss over there, and he's back and standing up. Ted Wiens trivia, who was the first pitcher to win 10 games in 20 consecutive years. He is a Hall of Famer.
That's a very select crop of pitchers. Nobody throws 20 years nowadays.
Here's the 0-2. Waldichuk stares at first, comes home, and there's a good off-speed pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Lee, who singled the first time up on a fastball, goes after, looked like a changeup. It was in the low 80s with some sink on it. That's nine strikeouts for Waldichuk. He has struck out eight of the last nine men, and he struck out nine of the last 11 men. Then here's DeGody, who struck out looking in the second, which began that string of seven consecutive strikeouts. 1-0 Sugarland. Top of the fourth. To this point, a whole different type of game than last night. There he goes. The throw by Garcia goes down to Mondu, who throws it back to Garcia, who drops the ball. And safe at second base is Jolks. They had Jolks dead to rights with his hand in the proverbial cookie jar. The throw went to Garcia. He fired it to Mondu. That was not a good throw. He had to jump up to get it. Mondu's throw was a little low, but Garcia trying to backhand it, and it went off his glove. So Jolks is safe at second. They generally, well, let's just wait.
And that one a result of both of the infielders trying to get rid of it a bit too quickly, and the throw's just a bit off on either side.
Here's the pitch to DeGody with a wide open stance. Waldichuk's changeup swung on a miss. That looked like a Jim Brewer screwball right there. Or maybe Fernando, if you want to get slightly more recent. 0-1.
I mean, Waldichuk has these Sugarland hitters in fits since the Matijevic solo home run to lead off the game. He's had him waving at air.
And the 0-1. That's down and in, 1-1. So I get it sounds like it's a caught stealing E3 for Jolks. The error charged to Demise Garcia. One ball and one strike on Alex DeGoti. Jolks at second, two down. Top of the fourth, a 1-0 lead for Sugarland. Russ Langer here along with Matt Neverett. And Waldichuk looks back at Jolks and the pitch. Fastball a little outside. 2-1 is the count. Any guesses on the trivia?
Again, it's a small group of guys who pitched in the big leagues for 20 years. You gave me 50-50 earlier. I think that was generous of you. I mean, I'm going to guess a guy that I can think of pitched for 20 years, Nolan Ryan.
That's an interesting guess. It's not him, though. There's a fly ball to shallow right center, Fernandez and Pate, and the ball's going to fall in for a base hit. Now Fernandez can't play it, so on his way to second is DeGoti. The throw is not in time. Mondu hustled out to get the ball and made the throw to Kevin Smith too late. Jolks scores to make it 2-0 Sugarland. A little flare that was right in the Bermuda Triangle, and that enabled a run to score when it landed. And then DeGoti got to second base after Fernandez had trouble picking it up, but good hustle for Nate Mondu to get out there.
Absolutely. And part of the reason that ball dropped was Fernandez and Wright was shaded deep. Took a couple of steps back initially. And then by that time it was well too late. And he was charged with an error there as he overran it. I don't think the runner DeGoti was going to advance to second if Fernandez fields that cleanly. So good call on the error, but it does give DeGoti an RBI on the base hit followed by the misplay.
2-0 Sugarland. And here is Diaz, the former Aviator himself. He checks his swing and takes one down and in, a breaking ball. They appeal it first in the check swing. Tyler Olson indicates no swing, spreading his arms out, palms flat, 1-0.
The sloppy defense here in the fourth, directly leading to a run. It advanced the runner to second. The runner was going to score anyway, but it now is another runner in scoring position.
Yeah, the inning should have been over. I mean, Jolks was done. Here's the 1-0. That fastball's low, 2-0. So two errors in the inning, three errors in the game. The other error was inconsequential. That was back in the first inning, but the errors here, at least the first one, costly to be sure. 2-0 on Edwin Diaz. Waldichuk now 60 pitches, 42 strikes, out of his stretch. A look back at second, and the 2-0 is on the way. Fastball, a little low, 3-0, and on deck, the number 9 hitter, the right-handed hitting first baseman, Scott Manea. Now a challenge. That 2-0 pitch is being challenged by the Aviators. And we have the graphic on the scoreboard, and it looks like it's a ball. It is. So the Aviators lose one of their challenges. So it is a 3-0 count on Edwin Diaz. One run in, one man on, two men out, and again, Aviators with a couple of errors in the inning. Here's the 3-0 coming to Edwin Diaz. Waldichuk throws. Swing and a miss. He was green-lighted. Fastball at 92. 3-1 now.
And part of the reason I think that Diaz got the green light there is just the vast amount of strikes that Waldichuk has thrown in there today. He knew he was going to get one there on 3-0.
Now 3-1. Outfield is pretty deep for Edwin Diaz. Here's the 3-1 on the way. Long drive to left field. McDonald racing back on this ball, and it hits the Cox sign. Mickey plays the cam, fires towards second. Good play by McDonald to hold Diaz for a wall single, but DeGoti scores. And that makes it 3-0 Sugarland. And for the moment, that means the Fernandez error is consequential indeed, because DeGoti would have been at first base otherwise. But Diaz lines one off the left field wall for his single, driving in DeGoti. 3-0 Sugarland. And the batter, Scott Manea, who struck out swinging in the second inning. Five hits total for Sugarland, three in the inning. And a throw to first by Waldichuk, and Diaz is back in.
Yeah, Diaz with the advantage on that last one of being the only player on the Sugarland roster who's ever played a game before this week at Las Vegas Ballpark. He knows the jet streams, and he knows that that left field line is a hitter's corner.
He takes his lead. Waldichuk looks at him, comes to his hitter. Fastball strike on the inside half at 94. Good pitch. A strike on Scott Manea. Well, the trivia, you don't have to go back that far. You may think, oh, well, it's got to be You mentioned Nolan Ryan's got to be Cy Young or Christy Mathewson, somebody with a Walter Johnson. Not, no. Throw to first, and diving back in there is Diaz.
So it was 10-plus games for 20 years in a row. Mm-hmm. If it's not Ryan, yeah, I don't. You said it was a recent example. I'm flummoxed.
In the last 15 years, Greg Maddux
is
the answer. Here's the 0-1 to Manea, and it's down and in with a fastball, 1-1.
Now they don't get much more consistent and dependable than the Mad Dog.
Duh. Unreal. Las Vegas native, of course. Here's the 1-1. Diaz has a pretty good lead off first. There's an off-speed pitch. Did he go? Yes, he went. He tried to check his swing. Sam Birch appealed to Tyler Olson and pumped that right fist. Strike two. 1-2. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors for Sugarland. Las Vegas, no runs, 1 hit, 3 errors. Walichuk set. A look at first. Garcia straddles the bag there. The pitch. Breaking ball nicked him. It nicked him. He tried to come down and in with a slider, and Bo Taylor caught the pitch, but apparently it nicked Manea on the way in. Apparently got him just above the right knee. So a slight deflection, and that moves Diaz to second base. Manea at first, two down, and the batter, J.J. Matijemic, who homered to open up the game and then struck out looking. Here comes pitching coach Steve Connolly now. They're buzzing around in the Aviator bullpen. And somebody's going to start to get loose here in a moment. In the inning, Jones struck out. And that was a headline because that was Walichuk's seventh consecutive strikeout. But then Jolk singled. And then a key play in the inning. Really the key play in the inning. They had Jolks dead to rights. Well, he was breaking for second and Walichuk threw to first. But Garcia committed an error during the ensuing rundown. And Jolks was safe at second. Lee struck out, but then DeGody hit the little looper that scored Jolks. And DeGody took second on the error by Vince Fernandez on that ball. Diaz lined one off left field wall for a single, driving in DeGody. Now Manea hit by the pitch. Walichuk, 67 pitches, 46 strikes. Two on, two out for the left-handed swinging Matijevic now.
And a left-handed throwing reliever in the bullpen. That's Aaron Brown getting loose.
So, two on with two out. And again, Walichuk should have been out of the inning a while ago. But now, Sugarland trying to take full advantage. Two on, two out. 3-0 Sugarland in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. That's in the middle of the plate for a strike. 92 miles an hour. 0-1.
Our Ted Wheeze trivia answer, Greg Maddux. Did he win 10 games in that 20th season with San Diego? Or was it still with
he
Chicago?
He did. He was with San Diego. Won 196 games with the Braves. But he ended up with 355 for his career. Here's the 0-1. Fastball, that's a strike at 94. Two quick strikes on Matijevic.
There's just something so funny about seeing Maddux in the new school Padres uniforms. He still wore the elastic bottomed pants that he'd wear about halfway up the shins. And he looked like the oldest, least in shape guy out there and was still mowing him down at his advanced age when he was with San Diego.
This will be an 0-2 to Matijevic. It goes to the backstop, picked up by Taylor, who then drops it. So the Aviators having trouble defensively here. Wild pitch, I believe. Getting Diaz to third and Manea to second. The ball caromed right back to Taylor. Bo might have had a play, but he had trouble getting a grip on it. So Walichuk will now operate with second and third and two down. And a 1-2 count on Matijevic as Ken overthrew that pitch, his 70th pitch, 48 strikes. Now the stretch by Ken Walichuk, the 1-2 on the way. And that breaking ball spins outside at 82, 2-2 on J.J. Matijevic.
And Walichuk, who normally comes from a pretty over-the-top arm angle, dropped it significantly there. That may have been the most side-to-side break on a pitch he's thrown all night.
Two on, two out, and a 2-2 count. And Walichuk delivers. Breaking ball, he chased that one. And rolled it foul. The pitch did not look to be a strike, but with two strikes, Matijevic, former Arizona Wildcat, tapped it foul. Second round pick by the Astros in the 2017 draft was Matijevic. Diaz at third. Manea at second. Two outs, top of the fourth.
Last two pitches have been in the exact same spot, the breaking ball away. See if Waldichuk goes back to the well on 2-2.
Second and third, two down. And another 2-2 to J.J. Matijevic. Breaking ball, line back to Waldichuk, who grabs it, and that's the inning. Sometimes you catch the ball, and sometimes the ball catches you. Two runs, three hits, two errors, two left. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Sugar Land 3, the Aviators nothing.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with a skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
All right, lefty Parker Mashinsky comes in for Sugar Land, a pitcher the Aviators have not seen this season. He replaces starter Sean Dubin. I mentioned Dubin only had two innings in his other start coming off the injured list against Oklahoma City. Certainly looked good in this game. Dubin went three innings and allowed no runs and only one base hit. He issued one walk and finished with four strikeouts. Parker Mashinsky, left-hander coming in. Russ Langer with Matt Neverett here. Bo Taylor leads off the Vegas fourth with a 3-0 Sugar Land lead. Breaking ball low and in ball one. Dubin will get no decision because he did not go the requisite five innings required for a starter to qualify for a win. Taylor hit into a double play his first time up. And he tried to bunt and left it in the mitt of Diaz. One ball and one strike on Bo Taylor.
Interesting look there, purely predicated on the shift going against him to the first base side, but that one not a good look. Taylor looked like he was trying to slap hit it, looking like a college softball player moving up in the box to do so.
Here's a 1-1 from Parker Mashinsky. Left-hander delivers. Breaking ball curls in a little low at 80. 2-1. Mashinsky listed at 6 feet tall, 218 pounds. He'll be 27 in November from Arlington, Texas. He's been in 25 games all out of the bullpen. Good numbers. A 3-1-6 ERA, a record of 0-2. Breaking ball, strike on the outside corner. Good pitch. That balances the count of 2-2. Mashinsky, 25 and two-thirds innings, 18 hits. Given up two home runs, walked 10, and struck out 30. The aggregate opponent's batting average against him, just 191. Mashinsky with a 2-2 to Taylor. Breaking ball, a little low. 3-1 on Bo Taylor.
Mashinsky, native son of Texas in every way possible. Born and raised in Texas. Former Texas Tech Red Ranger for his collegiate ball. Now playing for the Astros in AAA. Made his big league debut at the end of April this year.
Here's the 3-2. Bo takes it up and in. Ball four. So one of the things that Oakland likes about Bo Taylor is his patience. And he draws a walk here with a 3-0 Space Cowboy lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. Mashinsky will go up against Nate Mondu, who hit a ground ball to short his first time up. Hash House of Go-Go scores in the PCL. Ninth inning, Oklahoma City opened up a 12-1 lead, and they now lead in the ninth 13-8. needing one out to win. Fastball up and in. Ball one on Mondu. Nate grounded out to short. The one time he faced starter Sean Dubin. Fifth inning in Salt Lake. The Bees lead Tacoma 7-1. Ninth inning, Albuquerque. Wow, they now lead. Round Rock leads Albuquerque 9-5. Round Rock just got 6 runs in the ninth inning to erase a 5-3 deficit. Drive hit to deep right center. Brinson racing back to the track near the wall, and that one is off the wall. Brinson has to chase it. Taylor is being held at third, but now they're saying it's a home run. It is a home run for Nate Mondu. Brinson, I think, is signaling, don't check that. Brinson walked, charting in from center field saying, check that. It is ruled a home run. Mondu drove one to deep right center. And a fan was reaching over with his cap. I don't know if that had anything to do with the call or not. But now, Mickey Story, listening, of course, to his center fielder, Lewis Brinson. Now the three umpires are going to discuss this.
It was Tyler Olson, the first base umpire, who was all the way down the right field line that made the call, and he was emphatic about it, twirling the finger around in the air like his life depended on it. He is the umpire with the best view. Here's the issue. Can any of these other umps overturn it?
It looked like it hit by the yellow, the top of the fence, by the yellow padding, and came back down on the field. Now they're signaling home run. Home run it is. Mickey Story doesn't like the call, but the three umpires have finished their discussion, and it is, in fact, a home run for Nate Mondu, which cuts Sugarland's lead to 3-2 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. For Mondu, his fifth homer of the year, RBIs 45 and 46. But Mickey Story is not finished with the umpires.
Here's the thing. It's like we said, there's no replay at the AAA level. If the three umpires convene, they all agree, or can't overturn it, there's really not much you can do or say.
And the conversation continues. Story standing on the grass between the mound and third base, discussing it with the two umps there. Now he begins to slowly walk toward the third base dugout. So the walk to Bo Taylor, and Nate Mondu hits it out. It's the third home run given up by Mashinsky this year. And now that cuts the Sugarland lead to 3-2. And with nobody out and nobody out, Jermise Garcia will come up. Fifth inning, Sacramento leading Reno 4-1. Now Jermise Garcia comes up. Garcia looked at a called third strike facing the starter Dubin leading off the second inning. Dubin again looks sharp. And now Mashinsky working here. 3-2 Sugarland, bottom of the fourth. Garcia tried to check his swing on a low breaking ball, and he went around strike one, 0-1.
He tried to sell it there by pointing down to first base himself. He said, I'm so sure I didn't go, let me point. And it turns out he did go.
Here's the look in the 0-1 to Jermise Garcia. Fastball rides high at 89. One ball and one strike now. But the Aviators trying to beat Sugarland for the first time this year. Sugarland's beaten them in all four head-to-head matchups. Three in Sugarland back in June. Then in yesterday, here. Mushinski failing to retire any of the first three hitters. So pitching coach Eric Abreu out there to have a conversation with Sean Dubin. Cody Thomas grounded out to short in the second inning. So the discussion at the mound continues. We'll run down these scores. Atlanta beat the Pirates 14-2. Detroit beat the Giants 6-1. Rangers with an 18-hit attack at Coors Field defeated the Rockies 16-4. In 10, Oakland beat the Marlins 3-2 on a walk-off sacrifice fly by one of the most popular players since this ballpark opened, Sky Bolt. Cleveland blanked San Diego 7-0. Washington defeated Seattle 3-1. Phillies over the Reds 7-5. White Sox have beaten Baltimore behind Lucas Giolito, a 5-3 final there. In 11, Tampa beat the Angels 4-3. More scores coming. First, here's Cody Thomas. Breaking ball inside, ball one. It's 1-0. In 10, Toronto beat the Red Sox 3-2. At Wrigley, the Cubs defeated St. Louis 7-1. Kansas City beat Arizona 5-3. And it was the Astros defeating Minnesota 5-3. Another challenge on the field on that last pitch. And it is a strike. Okay, challenge indicates clearly that it's a strike.
That's the second unsuccessful challenge for the Aviators, so something to watch out for, just one remaining for the rest of the game.
Garcia, very short lead at first. Mushinski deals, and Thomas tried to hold up, and he goes way around. Strike two. Nothing in two on Cody Thomas. But Thomas, again, proved last year when healthy, he's a force. Hit for average, hit for power. Here now is the two-strike stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball, waved at and missed, strike three. So that's the first out of the inning. And Cody Thomas has now grounded out and struck out. And here's Jordan Diaz. Grounded a single up the middle in the second inning. You know, you talk about the Dodgers. We've talked a lot about the Dodgers. Of course, Matt, with your ties to the organization. As Diaz steps up, hitting 304. In about approximately the week he's been with the Aviators. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, a comebacker. Mushinski throws to second for one, and the throw to first is in time for a double play. Good play by Dugotti. The throw was slightly off target, but he had time. We'll talk more about the Dodgers a bit later. 1-4-3 inning-ending double play, but the Aviators get close on the two-run home run by Nate Mondu. Two runs, one hit. No errors and no one left. Sugarland has turned two double plays in this game, and at the end of four, it's Sugarland 3 and the Aviators 2.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right, we've played four, and suddenly it's a tight ball game, 3-2, Sugarland. Ken Waldachuk on the mound, and for your fifth inning play-by-play, here's Matt Neverett.
Thank you much, Russ. Top of the fifth inning begins with a swing and a foul ball by Jiner Diaz. Changeup that fooled him for strike one. 2-3-4, two up for Sugarland. Who lead the Aviators 3-2. Jiner Diaz, top catching prospect in the organization, number 3 overall, followed by Center fielder Lewis Brinson and Taylor Jones in the heart of the visiting lineup. Waldichuk set and delivering on his 75th pitch of the night. It misses downstairs, kips off the glove of the catcher Bo Taylor into the backstop, but with nobody on, nobody out to the leadoff batter Diaz. And let it roll to the screen without consequence. Giner 0 for 2 tonight with the ground out to third. Outstanding grab by Jordan Diaz and a strikeout swinging in the third. He swings and misses here. Fooled badly by that fading pitch moving away at 81. And the count goes a ball and two strikes from Ken Waldichuk to Giner Diaz. Action in the Sugarland bullpen. Quiet in the Aviators side. Aaron Brown sitting down. There's the 1-2. Diaz swings and chops one on the third base side and rolling foul. 77 pitches, 53 strikes for Ken Waldichuk, who, after being acquired from the Yankees, slotted into the number 3 overall prospect out of 30 in the A's organization, is rated by MLB Pipeline, also rated as the number 3 left-handed pitching prospect in all of minor league baseball. Comes again on 1-2 as Diaz backs out of the way of this 95-mile-an-hour fastball. So Diaz contributed to two big trends. First in the first, three straight diving stops by Diaz at third. Meanwhile, the 2-2 from Waldichuk swung on, hit off the hands, down the third base side, charging as Diaz on a slow roller. He gloves, throws off the back foot in plenty of time on a nice stretch by Dermis Garcia as well. Diaz grounds out to Diaz, Giner to Jordan, and there's one out, nobody on here in the fifth inning. Diaz now 0 for 3 with a pair of ground outs to the third baseman. Lewis Brinson grounded out to the third baseman in the first. He then struck out to end the third inning. He stands in now with nobody on ahead of him here in the fifth. Waldichuk deals from the third base side of the rubber. Fastball out of the full wind is right down Broadway for a called strike one. There is action in the bullpen. Brandon Bialik, the right-hander loosening up for Sugarland. As the 0-1 from Waldichuk is delivered, high outside to Brinson. One ball, one strike, and one out to Brinson, who was in center field. Major contributor in the big-time 23-8 victory for the Space Cowboys yesterday of the pair of home runs. Takes that breaking ball away. Moves ahead two balls and one strike here in his third plate appearance. Waldichuk trying to get through the third time in the lineup. With Lewis Brinson, the number 3 batter in it. Outfield deep against him, protecting against the power. As he swings and pops one sky high, straight up on the first base side. Dermis Garcia in the base path, heading towards second. Last second adjustment, and he's able to glove it over the head for the second out. And he was standing there, camped underneath it, with Nate Mondu sprinting towards him. Garcia called him off, and at the last moment, about 3 or 4 frantic steps to his right, able to make a two-hand clasp grab above the head. And quickly two up and two away here for Waldichuk. Looking to go 1-2-3 for the second time in the last three innings. Nobody on ahead of Taylor Jones. Sugarland leading Las Vegas 3-2. Jones, the 6'7" third baseman, stands in from the right with an open stance. First pitch heater down and away at 94. Call for ball one as Jones moves ahead. Second baseman Mondu shaded up the middle, not quite in the shift, with Smith at short, standing in the outfield with both feet on the grass, deep in the hole at third is Diaz. Nice comeback pitch as Waldichuk locates the heater over the outside for a called strike. It's Sam Birch behind the plate, Tyler Olson down the first base side, and at third is Lou Williams the third. Outfield deep with two down, nobody on in the top of the fifth inning. Jones takes a pitch in the dirt, good block by Bo Taylor. Good to see the Aviators fighting back, keeping it a close game after last night's game kind of got away from them. Sugarland plating 7 runs in the third, 5 in the fourth, 3 in the fifth and the sixth, 4 more in the eighth inning. Just kept adding on. Check swing on a fastball up and away as Jones is able to hold up and the count moves to 3 balls and a strike. Jones finds a way on. Corey Jokes awaits on deck. Next pitch for Waldichuk will be his 88th. Takes the sign from Bo Taylor, who sets up outside. The 3-1 delivery from the lefty Waldichuk misses away for a called ball 4. Trying to go with the changeup. Just missed it, faded it out of the hand a bit too far. For Waldichuk, however, that's just his first walk. He's hit a batter, given up 4 hits, and has had a runner reach against him on an error. He's been the only Sugarland hitters to reach against the left-hander Ken Waldichuk tonight. So now with two outs and a runner on first, Sugar Land on top, 3-2. Corey Jolks stands in from the right. Right fielder was at second base yesterday. Same positions Mookie Betts plays. Whether or not he plays them to the same degree is another story. Although Jolks having a great year, he's 1-for-2 tonight. One of the five Space Cowboys hit so far. Takes that changeup high and outside as the left-on-right matchup goes 1-0. Jolks singled in the fourth, advancing to second on a throwing error from Garcia when he was caught in a rundown between first and second base. There was a fielding error, beg your pardon, by Garcia. His play to ball thrown by Mondu. Jolks pops this one in the air to center, playable for Pache. A couple of steps towards right. Center fielder reaches out, stops, and makes the catch for the third and final out here at the top of the fifth inning. So the first walk of the game comes with two outs in the fifth for Ken Waldichuk, but he's able to retire the very next batter without consequence. No runs on no hits, and a runner left on. Through 4.5 innings, Sugar Land leading Las Vegas 3-2.
Hey Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news, yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple thousand dollars. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes and have up to a year to pay it back, even if you don't have a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Woo! Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet.
Woo!
Buy new roads.
A place to buy. Woo! As Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and much more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved today. That's AmericaFirst.com. Matt Nevert along with Russ Langer here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Las Vegas Ballpark in game 2 out of 6 between the Aviators and the visiting Sugar Land Space Cowboys. Sugar Land after a 23-8 drubbing yesterday, leading today once again, but this time by the slimmest of margins. The 3-2 score entering into the fifth. It'll be the bottom third of the Aviators lineup up against the new arm, former Notre Dame Fighting Irish Brandon Bielik, wearing number 64. 6'2", 208-pound, 26-year-old, drafted in the 11th round in 2017 by the Astros. Originally hailing from New Jersey, up against the Livermore, California native Vince Fernandez to lead off the bottom of the fifth as 7, 8, and 9 will get it going against Bielik. Comes in after Parker Mashinsky. Threw an inning, gave up 2 runs on an 8 Mondu 2-run blast. The only hit that Mashinsky allowed. He walked a couple, struck out Cody Thomas. He'll leave with a no decision. 17 pitches, 8 of which were for strikes. And it's a weird look here. Mickey Story, the Sugar Land manager, making sure that the third base umpire, Lou Williams III, got the defensive replacement. So it looks like Lewis Brinson has been lifted from the game. It'll be Justin Durden, who started in center field last night. Running number 22 back out there again, so Durden in for Brinson. And Bialik in for Mashinsky on the mound. Left on left matchup. Right on left matchup, beg your pardon, to get the inning started. Bielik out of the full windup gets a swing and a miss on a changeup from Fernandez. And we're underway in the bottom of the fifth. Aviators trailing 3-2, but looking to do some damage here against the Sugar Land bullpen. Three-man shift on the right side of the infield against Fernandez, who backs away from that fastball inside by the feet. Beilich, after spending brief stint last year in Sugar Land, who spent the entire year the Astros' AAA affiliate this year. Fernandez hits a hot shot grounder right to the second baseman Degody, who was shaded in the shift in shallow right field. He throws a sidearm, flips to first in time to retire the hustling Fernandez. Drops to nothing for two on the night. Brings up Christian Pache, representing the tying run. Center fielder's 0 for 1 with a swinging strikeout against Sean Dubin, tonight's starter.
Number 12, Christian Pache.
For Beilich, this is the first year he hasn't pitched in the major leagues since 2019. Spent the majority of the 2020 and 2021 season with the Astros in the big leagues as Pache fouls the first pitch fastball straight back. Just unable to square up 94 and the count goes nothing and one. 3-5 with a 2.90 ERA. Beilich between the bullpen and the rotation this year. He'll miss up here with a fastball to even the count. And in 18 outings, including 11 starts, a 2.90 ERA, a 2.33 batting average against in just over 71 innings for Beilich, spelled B-I-E-L-A-K. A hot shot chopper down the third base side, picked up on one hop by Jones. He sets the feet and fires across the diamond in time. Nice stretch by Manea at first. 4-3 ground out, followed by a 5-3 ground out. The first three putouts here in the fifth inning as Fernandez and Pache are set down in order. With the Aviators trailing 3-2 in the fifth, it'll be up to the number 9 batter, Mickey McDonald, to try and extend the frame. Mickey with a pop out to the shortstop Diaz, former Aviator in his own right. Mick 0 for 1 so far. Takes a bouncing ball and a curveball. 79, about 5 feet in front of the plate for ball 1. As mentioned, Beilich spent pretty much all of last year 50 of his 70 innings with Houston in the bullpen at the major league level. So McDonald swings and misses ahead of another breaking ball to even the count. A 3-4 record and a 4.5 ERA in 28 appearances, including a pair of spot starts for Beilich. Change up that Mickey takes low, moves the count to 2-1 here. 6-7 with a 5.17 ERA in the big leagues for Beilich. He's got a 2.89 ERA in the minor leagues. Dominant here in AAA. This 2-1 pitch is swung on and lifted down the left field side, fading into the seats and dropping for a foul ball. McDonald now 2 balls, 2 strikes and a couple of outs on the board ahead of him. Mickey came in as a pinch hitter last night for Matt Davidson. To his credit, recorded 2 hits, including a double in his 2 plate appearances. His pitch is just outside the changeup that missed the spot. The catcher Diaz sprung out towards the left. And with the umpires calling strikes once again, the body language matters for the catcher. Here we go, the 3-2 payoff delivery. As McDonald takes a fastball low, called for ball 4. That's the cutter that missed, and McDonald works a full count and takes a base on balls. Just the 3rd of the night for the Aviators. Make the 4th with Kevin Smith stepping in, walking in the 1st, striking out in the 3rd. And the Aviators were in Sugar Land as the throw goes to first base. McDonald back in head first and safely. Aviators took on the Space Cowboys from the 10th through the 12th of June. Beilich was in the big league, so this is his first outing against the Aviators on the year. Right-handed batting shortstop Kevin Smith stares him down. Swings to the first pitch, bounces it off the mound right to the second baseman to Godey. Gloves it with plenty of time to turn and fire one to first base. An unlucky break for Smith, who hit that ball well, but it hit off the mound and bounced straight to Degody, who was shaded behind second. So McDonald walked with 2 outs and is stranded on base, and with that we've played 5 innings full. Back with the 6th inning, it's the Aviators trailing the Space Cowboys 3-2.
Chevy trucks are known for their legendary dependability and capability. And right now is the right time to find your next Chevy truck. It's time to forge ahead with Chevy Silverado. It's time to take on new challenges. And it's time to take it to the next level. It's the perfect time to do more in your next Chevy truck. See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Tanner Aaron Brown getting his final warm-up tosses in on the mound as he enters in behind Ken Waldichuk. We're in the top of the sixth inning, just about to get it started with the Aviators trailing the Space Cowboys by a 3-2 score. Brown in behind Waldichuk, who went five innings, gave up three runs, one earned on five hits with one walk and nine strikeouts, including eight of them in order. And as we enter into the sixth inning, back on the saddle in the play-by-play, here's Russ Langer.
Thank you very much, Matt. And it's, I believe, 90 pitches for Waldichuk. As Aaron Brown, who did not pitch last night, it was Hogan Harris, Parker Dungey, Miguel Romero, the rehabbing Brent Honeywell, Brian Howard, and Ty Dameron. So now, Aaron Brown, as we play in the sixth inning with a 3-2 lead for Sugarland, it's Corey Lee, the DH, stepping in, and the pitch. Up and away, ball one. Waldichuk again, three runs, only one earned. But it's a 3-2 game. Lee has singled and stolen a base, and he has struck out, hitting 224, 17 homers, though, including three yesterday. Fastball's low, 2-0. Aaron is 30 years old, Southern California guy from the L.A. area, West Hills, Encino. He is 3-3, a 6.22 ERA. This is his 35th game, all out of the bullpen, a total of 46 and one-third innings. Pitch fouled away. Two balls and a strike on Corey Lee. Alex DeGoti waits on deck, and then Edwin Diaz in the top of inning number six. So Brown trying to keep it close. And Waldichuk in as good of an outing as he had. The game in Tacoma, he was really good also. But he didn't dominate with strikeouts like he did in this game. Pitch foul back 2-2. In that game, he allowed one run in five innings on six hits, three strikeouts.
For Waldichuk, nine strikeouts, the most since June 11 when he struck out 11 with Scranton Wilkes-Barre. He struck out 12 in a start in May with Somerset. That's his season high.
Brown's first appearance in the series, his second appearance in the homestand. 5 days ago, he worked a game against Sacramento. Fastball a little low, 95 miles an hour, 3-2. And in that game, he went two innings, allowed one run, a solo home run to Andrew Knapp. No walks and strikeout. So Aaron Brown going head-to-head with Corey Lee, opening up the Sugarland sixth inning. We're glad that you could join us tonight. Russ Langer and Matt Neverett at Las Vegas Ballpark. Swing and a miss, strike three. It looked like the pitch might have been outside, a slider at 86. But he got Lee to go after it. So Brown gets a strikeout. One out for Alex DeGoti. And anyway, Matt, we're talking about the Dodgers, and of course your dad involved with them, and just so deep. It's reminiscent. I remember living in Albuquerque back in the 80s when the Dodgers AAA team was there for many years. Fastball up and away, ball one to DeGoti, who was struck out and singled in a run and scored. And they had so much talent in their farm system. They had guys backed up. They had guys in A-ball who might have been able to play triple A-ball. There's a high fly to right, hit well. Fernandez, though, has it lined up. Wind gets all of it, so Vince is there to make the catch. Strong crosswind suddenly is kicked up. And DeGoti's out. Two down for Edwin Diaz.
Yeah, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this wind blowing very strong out to left, which is unusual. This is a peculiar wind direction. But to your point, the Dodgers with nine top 100 prospects as rated by MLB Pipeline. Wouldn't you know it? That's the most of anybody. And go figure, they're the best team by record in Major League Baseball right now.
And, you know, people, it's popular, common for people to talk about, oh, payroll. Hey, okay, here's the pitch to Diaz. Strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Well, The Dodgers have won one World Series in 34 years. When haven't they had a big payroll? And a lot of the guys are guys that were bargains. I mean, anybody could have had Justin Turner. Anybody could have had Chris Taylor pitch up and away, 1-1. Austin Barnes and guys like that, they weren't highly sought after.
Yeah, I think Chris Taylor's the best example. You hit the nail on the head there. I mean, he is the super utility guy to end all super utility guys, and they got him for absolutely nothing.
You know, 1-1, that's a strike. At 86, 1-2 on Edwin Diaz.
Part of it's the culture. Part of it's the front office staff. Part of it's the scouting. Part of it's the player development. I mean, they are just a well-oiled machine in all aspects of the game.
No, 1-2 to Diaz. Swing and a miss. Strike three. But I tell you what, Brown's best pitch normally is his fastball. But he's got a snapdragon slider working here. He uses it to strike out Diaz. So 1-2-3-6 for Brown. With a pair of strikeouts mixed in. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning, and it remains Sugar Land 3 and the Aviators 2.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Along with Matt Nepper and Russ Langer, bottom of the sixth, 3-2, Sugarland. Bo Taylor leads off, and he tries to bunt and chops it foul to the left of the plate. The ball cradled by Jiner Diaz, the catcher. Strike 1-0-1. So 5,046 on hand tonight for this one. We expect a bigger crowd tomorrow for $2 beers, and then we'll go into Friday and Saturday and Sunday, all 7:05 games. There's the 0-1, and that's in for a strike. 0-2 on Bo Taylor. Taylor has hit into a double play against Dubin, the starter. Then against Mushinski, he walked and scored on the Mondu home run. So it's his third plate appearance against his third different pitcher, Brandon Bielak. The 0-2, fastball high at 95, 1-2. Bielak got three ground outs in the fifth in his first inning of work. He also walked Mickey McDonald. Taylor followed by Mondu, and then Dermis Garcia. If anyone reaches, it'll be Cody Thomas coming up. Fastball swung on and fouled off. It remains a ball and two strikes on Brandon Bielak. Bielak out of Notre Dame. 11th round pick by the Astros 5 years ago. Teammates with Peter Solomon, who's supposed to pitch tomorrow night for Sugarland. They were both at Notre Dame. Here's the pitch. Line drive in a left, a base hit. And Bo Taylor. He's a tough guy to defend. Number one, he's patient. Number two, he sprays the ball all over the place. And that base hit puts the tying run aboard. It's just the third Vegas hit. And the batter's Mondu, who has grounded out. Then he hit a controversial two-run home run to right center in the fourth. It was disputed by Sugarland, but the call stood as a home run. And here's Dermis Garcia moving to the on-deck area. Bielak stretches the pitch. Breaking ball down low. Ball one. 1-0.
Aviators just trying to find a way to move the runner up here. Moving the runner, Taylor, into scoring position could be massive with Mondu if he's able to do so here in any way, shape, or form. You got Garcia and Thomas coming up with some real pop, and Diaz who's seeing the ball well.
There's a high drive in a deep right center. Going back is Jolks at the track, at the fence, and it's gone. And there's no disputing this one. Mondu hits another two-run home run with a wind blowing across from right to left. And the Aviators have their first lead of the evening. It's 4-3.
Why move the runners over when you can just drive them in? Nate Mondu leaves no doubt about this home run, clearing the bullpen, clearing the Hyundai hangar bar, an absolute mammoth blast for a guy who's not normally known for his home run pop on paper. Two bombs tonight for Nate Mondu, and the second one way big time.
The Mondu is now 4-for-6 in the series. The pitch is outside, ball one. It's the first time he's hit two home runs in a game at the AAA level. And again, it may be the first time he's ever done it because, he, as you point out, he's not known for his power. Jermis Garcia takes outside. It's 2-0. Then the Aviators down 3-0, now lead 4-3 in the sixth. Or maybe it's more correct to say that Mondu leads 4-3 in the sixth. Here's the 2-0 to Jermis Garcia. Fastball, chop fouled outside third. It is a 2-1 count.
Hey, over the last couple of weeks, there have been some surprising heroes in these games. One of the games in the Sacramento series, it was the Kevin Smith game. Clubbed his first home run of the year, had four RBIs.
Yeah, it was a big series for him.
Yeah, he was really seeing the ball well.
Fastball up and in. 3-1 is the count. That's got to feel great for Mondu. I mean, he hadn't homered since August 7th here against Reno. And his average had gone from 296 down to around 275 in the last two-plus weeks. Pitch fouled away. It's 3-2 now on Garcia.
And it's his second career multi-home run game. He did it once prior, July 10th, of 2018, when he was with Stockton against San Jose. Was 2-for-5 with a couple of home runs and five RBIs. But tonight, first multi-home run game since.
So, here's the 3-2. Garcia's not quite ready to hit, so we'll wait. Belak, feet together on the rubber, checking signs. And the 3-2 now. Fastball a little inside. Ball four at 95. So Garcia walks for the second consecutive plate appearance. And now, with nobody out, here's Cody Thomas. Thomas against Dubin grounded out, and against Mashinsky struck out swinging at a breaking ball that was down and away. 4-3 Las Vegas in the sixth. The stretch by Belak and the pitch. Fastball, foul back, strike one. Cody challenged in that first pitch at 94 miles an hour. 0-1 is the count. So Luis Barrera coaching at first for the moment. Here's the 0-1. Thomas takes outside, ball one. One ball to one strike. Well, we mentioned in the last week or two that the Aviators losing a lot of offense because of promotions. Sheldon Noisy, Dave McKinnon, Shea Langeliers. A lot of offense to lose. Pitches outside, 2-1. But they do have Jordan Diaz, who's made a nice impression in the week that he's been here. And then the question is, can Cody Thomas round into last year's form? Because if he can, that would be huge for the offensive output. Here's the 2-1. And Cody swings and fouls that one back, 2-2.
You mentioned the defense. If he's healthy and ready to run, that really adds a lot on the base pass to a team with not a ton of foot speed. And the outfield defense just gets better for a team that does play the outfield very well. The question becomes, you know, towards the end of the year, once we turn to September in the final month, is will they get some reinforcements in the middle of the infield?
Here's the 2-2 to Cody Thomas. The runner goes. Pitch fouled away. They sent Garcia on a 2-2 pitch. And Dermis will return to the bag. Still 2-2.
And the two names that pop into my mind is immediate players that could be inserted into this lineup and be ready to go that are both in Midland. Max Schumann, who we've seen twice now over 2 years, and Zach Geloff, who we saw at the end of last year, rapidly rising up the prospect ratings for the A's and having himself a great year in Midland. He is ready to get back here.
All right. Thomas battling with Belak here. The 2-2 stretch. throw to first, and back in there is Garcia. Good play by Sugar Land first baseman Scott Manea. That was a low throw and hit a dig it out. That pickoff attempt by Belak.
In this game, the exact opposite of last night's boat race, where every minuscule movement matters as far as allowing the runner to reach the extra base. It's magnified with no outs.
2-2, and Thomas goes for a low off-speed pitch, and foul tips it in the mitt of Jiner Diaz. So Cody 0-for-3, one out for Jordan Diaz, who has singled and hit into an inning-ending double play in the fourth. And a pitch. Diaz swings and misses at a first pitch breaking ball. Strike one, 0-1. Diaz from Colombia. 2-for-7 in this particular series. His overall average since coming up from Midland, 292. No homers, 5 batted in. Right-hand hitting line drive type hitter. Here's the pitch. The pitch now. Big chopper to third. Jones has it. He fires to second for one. On to first. That is a 5-4-3 double play. And that ends the inning. So Diaz has hit into two of those. He's 1-for-3 overall on the night. But the Aviators get a single by Bo Taylor and another two-run home run by Nate Mondu. Two runs, two hits, no errors, no one left. Through six, it is now Las Vegas 4, Sugarland 3.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Strike three, you're out!
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at ais-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
So, about our summer road trip.
New York City!
Or the Grand Canyon.
5-star hotels!
Or backpacking.
The spa.
Or how
about... Oh, never mind.
Wherever you go this summer, start with a great deal on a new Hyundai. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 2.99% APR for up to 48 months on select Hyundai vehicles. Test drive one today at your local Hyundai dealer. Visit buyhyundai.com to find the dealer nearest you. Offer ends 9/6/22. Call 1-562-314-4603 for complete offer details.
I entered the seventh inning, and it's a 4-3 Vegas lead. Aaron Brown worked a 1-2-3-6 with two strikeouts. So his second inning work, first pitch, fastball, swing and a miss, strike one on Scott Manea, 93 miles an hour. Four runs, four hits, three errors for Las Vegas. Sugarland, three runs, five hits, no errors. Manea has struck out and been hit by a pitch against Waldichuk. Facing Brown, he deals a strike on the outside at 93. Good pitch right on the corner, 0-2. Manea, 2-0-2. One homer, 30, batted in. Right-handed hitter, left-handed pitcher Aaron Brown. Rocks and kicks, and the 0-2 is on the way. Sliders up and away. 1-2 at 88 miles an hour. Leadoff man J.J. Matijevic waits on deck. And then Jiner Diaz. Well, the fans have a much more suspenseful game to watch in this one. Fastball low, and it's 2-2 now on Scott Manea. Brown looking to complete his second inning of work. Here's the 2-2 to the right-handed hitting Manea. Brown delivers. Slider swung on and tipped into Taylor's mitt. Strike three. Brown has faced four hitters and struck out three of them. And with one out in the seventh inning, here's Matijevic, who's homered, struck out, and then lined one right back to Waldichuk to complete the fourth inning. This date in baseball history. We've talked a lot about changes in the game, pitch counts being such a huge part of the everyday business of baseball. Adegevic takes outside ball one. Sign of the times. On this date in 1905, at the little ballpark in Philadelphia known as Baker Bowl, a bandbox, if ever there was one. Here's the 1-0 to Adegevic. He hits a foul ball to the left out of play. 1-1. But a pitcher named Ed Rulbach of the Cubs went the distance. The Cubs beat the Phillies. Okay, so he went the distance. A 20-inning game, that's all. He was 22 years old. Finished the season with an 18-14 record and a 1.42 ERA. There's a strike, 1-2. How do you lose 14 games with a 1.42 ERA? Well, it was 1905. A lot of low-scoring games back then. Ball was a lot softer, for one thing. Here's the 1-2 to Adegevic, and Brown delivers the 1-2 here. And it slider fouled away. That's a good job by Adegevic to get a piece of that pitch, moving away from him at 88 miles an hour. But no matter how you slice it, it was a 20-inning complete game. Here's the 1-2 to Adegevic. Another slider swung on and missed, strike three. Well, I tell you what, Brown has that pitch dialed in. He has faced five hitters and struck out four of them. And if you add it all up, the combined efforts of Waldichuk and Brown have now meant 13 strikeouts of Sugarland hitters with one walk. The last hit they had was Edwin Diaz, who double singled off the left field wall to drive in a run in the fourth. They haven't had a hit since. Jiner Diaz takes outside ball one. Diaz, 0-for-3, all against Waldichuk, two ground balls to third and a strikeout. Two outs, seventh inning, 4-3 Las Vegas. Brown back with a 1-0. Up and away, ball two, off-speed pitch at 81, it's 2-0. And the Aviators doing some more milling around in the bullpen. Domingo Tapia is starting to play catch in the bullpen. Here's the 2-0 to Diaz. That's a strike. 2-1. This date in 1910, Billy Sullivan caught three baseballs dropped by battery mate Ed Walsh from atop the 555-foot Washington Monument. There's a liner to right, a base hit for Diaz. Fernandez cradles it and guns it back in to Mondu. So there's the first hit off of Brown, the sixth hit for Sugarland, and their first hit since the fourth inning. It does put the tying run on. And now getting his first at bat of the night is Justin Durden. Lewis Brinson, we understand, was ejected from the game earlier. He was 0-for-3 in this game. And Durden steps in with two outs and a runner on. He hits a bounding ball fouled outside first, strike one, 0-1, D-I-R-D-E-N. Durden is from O'Fallon, Missouri, 25 years old, 6'3", 209. And he is hitting .327 in 12 games. One homer, 16 batted in, 16 RBIs in 12 games. Played center field for the entire game last night. Here's the 0-1 from Brown. Slider a little down and away, 1-1. Durden had two hits in six at-bats last night and drove in three runs. But he got 38 doubles if you add up AA Corpus Christi and AAA Sugarland this year. 38 doubles leads all of the minor leagues. High pop-up. Left side, Diaz, the third baseman near the line, backpedaling to make the catch in foul territory. The two very good innings for Aaron Brown, retiring 6 of 7 with four strikeouts mixed in. We have reached the seventh inning stretch at Las Vegas Ballpark. As we head to the bottom of the seventh inning, it is Las Vegas 4 and Sugarland 3.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769. For 21 and older.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sports. Books.
Greetings, mortals. I am Pointsephany, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Welcome back. Bottom of the seventh inning. Las Vegas leading 4-3. Vince Fernandez takes a fastball low. Brandon Belak in his third inning of work. Fernandez has struck out and grounded out in this game. Kristen Pache and Mickey McDonald to follow. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. 1-1 on Vince Fernandez at 262. 13 home runs, 45 driven in. Looking for his first hit of the series and his first hit of a homestand. Here now is Belak's 1-1. And the pitch outside at 88. Two balls and a strike on Vince Fernandez. Vince, left-handed batter, wearing number 8 in the back of his Maytag white home jersey. The 2-1. That one's down and in at 88. 3-1 on Vince Fernandez. Nobody on and nobody out. Home half of the seventh. Sean Dubin went 3. Parker Mashinsky went 1. This is the third inning of work for Belak. There's a ground ball to second and a shot right field picked up by Dugoti. His throw gets past Manea, backed up by the catcher, Diaz. So Fernandez safe at first, and we'll see how they rule that. Kristen Pache is the batter. Pache has struck out and grounded out. Belak stretches and delivers. There's a bunt attempt by Pache. He fouled it at the plate. Strike one. 93 mile an hour fastball. 0-1 is the count. Strike one the count. Belak stretches. Fernandez a good leadoff first. The pitch. Pache swings and fouls that one back. High fastball at 93. Nothing in two. The Aviators down 3-0 now, leading 4-3 on thanks to not one but two-run home runs by second baseman Nate Mondu, who, as I said, had been struggling. Fernandez has to scramble back as that throw. The pickoff throw from Belak, it's fairly close. Vince has stolen 3 bases and has not been caught. Here's the pitch. He goes. The pitch is high. Throw to second base. Good throw, but he's in there. Diaz made a strong throw to Alex Dugoti at the bag. But Fernandez gets the steal. Oh, Vince Fernandez, now 4-for-4 in steals. He hasn't stolen a lot, but he's picked his spots. And that's a big insurance run out there with a 1-ball, 2-strike count on Kristen Pache hitting 259. 3 homers, 17 batted in. Righty-on-righty matchup. The ball hit by Fernandez apparently scored a hit. Here's the pitch. It's up and in. Ball 2. 2-2. Dugotty going to his left out there in shallow right. Grabbed it, and the throw got by Manea. And then Vince stealing second. 2-2 on Pache. Struck out against Dubin. Grounded out against Bielak. And he swings at a fastball, fouls it back. 2-2 still. It is a base hit for Vince Fernandez. That's 4 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors for the Aviators. Sugar Land, 3 runs, 6 hits, no errors. Good ball game so far. And we're in the bottom of the seventh. A one-run affair. Here's a 2-2 again to Pache. High pop fly. Shallow right center to Godey going out. Jolks and Durden coming in. And it's Durden to make the catch minus his cap. The wind playing some tricks with that ball. Durden stayed with it. So Pache unable to move Fernandez over to third. Vince at second base had one out. Here's Mickey McDonald, who has popped out and walked. All right, how about this one? Just when you think you've heard it all, on this date in the year 1919, in his first start as a member of the Cleveland since being traded from the Red Sox, right-handed pitcher Ray Caldwell was knocked unconscious after being struck by lightning with 2 outs in the ninth inning. Standing on the mound, he got hit by lightning. Fastball high. Ball, when you can't make this stuff up. 31-year-old guy who was known for his spitball back when the spitball was legal. He was unconscious, they say, for about 5 minutes, but refused to leave the game. He needed just one more out for the complete game win, and he stayed in, and he got it. Pitches outside 2-0 on Mickey McDonald. Got the final out, and his team won the game 2-1 over Philadelphia at Old League Park in Cleveland. Yeah, here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. 2-1 on Mickey McDonald. Talk about an Iron Man. That's when you tell your grandkids. Every time the time I got struck by lightning when I was pitching, 2 balls and a strike on Mickey McDonald. Kevin Smith is on deck. Fernandez at second, 1 gone. Home half of the seventh. Here's the 2-1. Mickey takes a fastball outside at 94. Ball 3. 3-1. So, McDonald, 2-for-3 in the series overall, waiting in the pitch. Fastball, foul back. He challenged him at 94. It's 3-2 now. This day to 1940 in Detroit's 12-1 blowout of the team. Red Sox outfielder Ted Williams pitched the last 2 innings of the game. First game of a doubleheader at Fenway Park. Williams was, like Stan Musial too, was a pitcher before converting to the outfield. At one point, he struck out Rudy York on 3 pitches and allowed only 1 run on 3 hits while he was out there pitching, Ted Williams. There's the 3-2 now. Mickey McDonald swings and foul tips that fastball into the mitt of Jiner Diaz. So there are 2 outs. Fernandez was at second with nobody out. He's still there with 2 down. And here's Kevin Smith, who has walked, struck out, and grounded out. This date in 1941 during a doubleheader at Ebbets Field against the St. Louis Cardinals, a ragtag group of 5 musicians, labeled by announcer Red Barber as not the Dodgers Symphony, but the Dodgers Symphony, made their Ebbets Field debut. They didn't know how to read music. The pitch is up and in, ball 1. But they performed their zany antics mostly on weekend games or sometimes at night games. Night games fairly new at that point, 1941, but they were there. Here's the 1-0 to Kevin Smith. He swings and fouls it off his foot. The ball rolls toward the shortstop Diaz, but Smith took it off his foot, and he's going to walk off the effects of that 94-mile-an-hour fastball being fouled off his foot. 1-1. Ball and a strike on Kevin Smith. If he reaches Bo Taylor, we'll be next. Sugarland 1 in the 1st, 2 in the 4th. The Aviators 2 in the 4th and a 2-run home run by Nate Mondu to cut the deficit to 3-2. And then 2 more in the 6th on another 2-run home run by Nate Mondu. First time he's hit 2 home runs in a game as a AAA player in his career, and only the 2nd time he's ever done it. Strike. Fastball at the knees at 94. 1-2 on Kevin Smith. He did not do it at Double A. He did it at Class A Stockton a few years ago. Nate Mondu. Again, we told you, the last couple of weeks been a struggle for Nate, but not tonight. He's picked it right up. There's a line drive deep toward the left field corner. That ball is going to land into the corner it goes. Matijevic chases it. Fernandez scores on a two-out double by Smith. Las Vegas takes a 5-3 lead. All right, that'll bring up Bo Taylor. Taylor has hit into a double play, walked and scored on a Mondu home run, and singled and scored on the other Mondu home run. Diaz at the mound to talk to Vilay, and the second baseman Degody there also. That is a big two-out RBI double. Kevin Smith has swung the bat a lot better in recent games. And for Smith, that is his ninth double and his 28th RBI. He was very low on RBIs earlier in the season, but he's picked up the run production significantly in the last few weeks. That's a big two-out hit in a close game. Here's Taylor, the pitch. That's a little low, ball one, 1-0. So each team has six hits, and Las Vegas has now scored five unanswered runs to erase the 3-0 deficit, and the Aviators lead 5-3 in the seventh. The 1-0 pitch. Taylor looks at a strike. 1-1. Who ever heard of fans managing a game? It happened on this date in 1951. 1,000 fans sitting behind the St. Louis Browns dugout. Now, who else would have thought of this but Bill Veeck? They had big signs that said yes and no signs. The pitch inside, 2-1. And they used those yes and no signs to vote on decisions made by the coaching staff. Fans were deciding, okay, do you hit? Do you take? Do you hit and run? Do you steal? Whatever. And whatever it was, it worked. St. Louis beat Philadelphia A's 5-3. Ned Garver got the win. The pitch is a line drive to second, caught by Degody. And again, sometimes this shift pays off, and it certainly did that time. Without this shift, that's a base hit and an RBI. Bo hit it hard, but that's it. The Aviators do collect an insurance run on two hits, no errors. One left after seven. It is Las Vegas 5 and Sugar Land 3.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Sleep cooler, sleep longer, sleep better with a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Tempur-Pedic is ranked number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power for a reason. Comfort. Pain alleviating, back supporting, body cooling comfort. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now at our Labor Day sale, save up to $700 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. Plus, get up to a $300 instant gift on select mattresses. We have a large in-stock selection and 0% financing for up to 72 months. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Welcome back. All right, the nature of the minor leagues. You go up and down between AAA and the big leagues, and sometimes it happens several times. It's happened at least three times for Domingo Tapia, who began the year in the Kansas City organization. He spent the first month with them. He was mostly at AAA Omaha. But Tapia recently sent down for a third time by Oakland. He's had okay numbers while with Oakland, but Domingo throws a mid-90s fastball and a kind of a split change and a breaking ball slider. Will come in now. So a very good outing by Aaron Brown, who is, in fact, the pitcher of record. Brown's one of his best outings in quite a while. Two innings, no runs, one hit, no walks, four strikeouts. He retired 6 of 7. And he is the pitcher of record right now. The Aviators also, in addition to a new pitcher, Tapia, have a new right fielder, Luis Barrera. So put Barrera in Vince Fernandez's slot, which is the seventh slot. Fernandez ends the night 1-for-3. with a single, a stolen base, and a run scored. Domingo Tapia from the Dominican facing Taylor Jones. And the pitch is a strike 0-1, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. For Las Vegas, Tapia has been in 20 games, no record, three saves, a 2.53 ERA. But he hasn't pitched for Las Vegas in exactly 3 weeks, August the 3rd here against Reno. And there's a swing and a miss. 88-mile-an-hour cutter. Two strikes on Taylor Jones. Tapia, 6'3", 263, 30 years old. So he's well-rested. I mean, again, some outings for Oakland, but he hadn't pitched in a while. So they want to give him at least the eighth inning here. Here's the 0-2 to Taylor Jones, and it's up and in. Slider, one ball and two strikes. Tapia had one outing in Sugar Land June 11th, allowed two unearned runs in the one inning that he worked. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the eighth, 5-3 Las Vegas. Jones has reached on an error, struck out and walked. He takes a 99-mile-an-hour fastball for strike three call. Taylor Jones looks back with and gives Sam Burch a withering look, and it looks like they're going to challenge it. Now, we'll take a look at the challenge. The image on the screen. Looks like a strike. It is. That's some serious petrol for Tapia. 99 miles an hour at the bottom portion of the strike zone. One out, and the batter, Corey Jolks, who has struck out, single, and scored in flight out. Domingo Tapia. 5-3 Las Vegas in the top of the eighth inning. Jolks takes a strike on one. Talking about this date in baseball history and the Bill Veeck-owned St. Louis Browns using fans to manage a game in 1951. Talking about that before the break. Here's the 0-1. Pitch bounces to the backstop, 1-2. Ned Garver got the win. You can make the case, and he somehow won 20 games for the Browns in 1951, which in my mind, if you're talking about an achievement within one baseball season, the most impressive performance or achievement was Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak, because nobody's come close. Pitches all the way to the backstop. And maybe the second most impressive was Ned Garver winning 20 games somehow for the 1951 St. Louis Browns. Holy moly. How in the world? Two balls and a strike on Corey Jolks. Now the look. And the 2-1 on the way from Tapia is a drive hit toward left center, racing over his McDonald. And Mickey makes a diving catch. Oh, what a circus catch by Mickey McDonald. Welcome back, Mickey McDonald. He was racing to his left, and it helps to have good range. Mickey's had good wheels. And he left his feet, went into a dive, and took an extra base hit away from Jones. Whoa, what a play that was. Two down. Here's Lee, who has singled and stolen a base, and then he struck out against Waldichuk. Then he struck out against Aaron Brown. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Bounding ball past Tapia toward the bag. Glove by Mondu, who deftly flips it over to Garcia. And that's it. A 1-2-3 eighth inning. And Tapia threw less than 10 pitches to get through that one. We go to the bottom of the eighth, and the score. It is the Aviators 5 and Sugar Land 3.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell you a car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When was the last time you changed your spark plugs? Replacing your spark plugs can restore the efficiency and performance of your vehicle. Stop by and get a $12 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase four or more select Iridium spark plugs. Get better performance with new spark plugs from your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, welcome back, friends. Well, the Aviators leading in this ball game, 5-3, and the man who's responsible for four of those five runs with two-run home runs leads things off in the bottom of the eighth. Nate Mondu takes a Brandon Belak fastball inside for ball one. Nate started quietly, grounding out to short against starter Sean Dubin in the first, then against reliever Parker Mashinsky, he turned a 3-0 game into a 3-2 game. And we have another challenge on the field now. The challenge result, the pitch was a strike to Nate Mondu. And then in the sixth inning with the Aviators down 3-2, Mondu did it again. Two-run home run off Belak. And the pitch is up and away. One ball and one strike to count. So the first home run, there was some controversy because of where the ball went. The question was it a home run or not? Going near the top of the fence. And the pitch is now makes it 1-2 on Mondu. The second one, there was Mondu left no doubt. I mean, that's the longest ball I've ever seen him hit. 1-2. I wonder if he has ever seen him hit one longer than that. That was a bomb. The 1-2. And it's fouled off to the left out of play. Still 1-2. On this date, here's an entertaining one for you. In 1960, the Dodgers were playing a home game at the L.A. Coliseum. Dodger Stadium didn't open for two more years. It was a blowout game. So Vin Scully, the recently departed play-by-play voice of the Dodgers, knowing that a lot of the fans were following along with transistor radios, pitches low, 2-2 on Nate Mondu. Vin Scully asked his listeners to help him surprise third base umpire Frank Sicori. The pitch is high, 3-2. It happened to be Frank Sicori's birthday, so Vin Scully told the audience about it, and he said, hey, when I count to three, everybody yell, happy birthday, Frank. Frank had no idea. There were 50-odd thousand people at the Coliseum. There's a call, third strike to Mondu. He's out. One out for Jameis Garcia. He said, on the count of three, one, two, three, and the entire ballpark said, happy birthday, Frank. And the folks who were there said that Frank Sicori nearly fainted. As Garcia struck out, and he's walked on two occasions. Gotta love that. First telecast of the Little League World Series on this day in 1963. ABC's Wide World of Sports pitches outside ball one. The network provided the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat when Granada Hills of Southern California beats Stratford, Connecticut in the championship game 2-1. Ground ball fair. Pass to diving Taylor Jones. Down the left field line, chased by Matijevic. Going into second base with a stand-up double is Jermis Garcia. Eight hits for the Aviators. It's their sixth hit off of Belak. This is Belak. It's Belak's fourth inning of work. And the one-out double brings up Cody Thomas, who's grounded out, and he has struck out twice in his return game. Here's Cody Thomas, the pitch. Fastball strike on the outside corner at 93. 0-1. Nobody throwing in the Aviator bullpen. So it looks like they're going to let Tapia try to close this one out. The pitch. Thomas takes outside. 1-1. This date in 1971 at Wrigley Field. Ernie Banks hit the final home run of his career. The Cubs 5-4 loss to the Reds. 512th home run. Tying him at that time for seventh place in the all-time list with Eddie Matthews. Hit it off Jim McLaughlin. Here's the pitch. And Thomas waves at that one. It's one ball and two strikes now. And the pitch is outside. Fastball at 94. 2-2 on Cody Thomas, 5-3 Aviators in the bottom of the eighth inning. This date in 1975, Davey Lopes stole his Major League record 38th straight base. But the record would be stopped by Gary Carter of the Montreal Expos at that time. There's a ball line foul near the third base dugout. 2-2. Tried to steal. And in a Dodger Stadium game, Carter threw him out. It threw him out in the 12th inning of a 14-inning game. But that's not a bad record. 38 steals in a row for Davey Lopes. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. 3-2, the count. Detroit Tiger fans remember a very fine catcher, Bill Freehan. And on this date in 1976, he hit his 200th and final home run. And Freehan, 200 home runs on the nose, 100 at home, but 100 on the road. Very, very good catcher. 3-2 on Cody Thomas. Garcia at second, one gone. And the look, Belak delivers. Fastball, big chopper, and there's a base hit for Thomas in the left center field. And Garcia's going to score, and that's got to feel great for Cody Thomas. His first base hit since 2021. Las Vegas leads 6-3. A chopper, normally a routine ground ball to short, but as we've said many times, the shift giveth and the shift taketh away. So Thomas 1-for-4 in his return game. The batter Jordan Diaz, who has singled and hit into two double plays. And the pitch is inside. Ball one on Jordan Diaz, hitting 280 in the little approximately 1 week since he came up from Double A Midland. Throw to first and back in there in a push-up position, Cody Thomas. Here's the 1-0. Diaz looks at a fastball inside, 2-0. 6-3 Las Vegas in the eighth. I remember this one. This is one that you can watch baseball for 100 years and never see it. 1983, Baltimore left-handed reliever Tippi Martinez picked off three runners in one inning. Hello. The 10th inning of a game of the Toronto Blue Jays. The 2-0 is a ball dribbled at the plate, foul, strike one. Two balls and one strike to count. What happened was the Orioles were out of catchers, so they used utility infielder Len Sakata to catch, and the Blue Jays said, ha ha, we can steal on this guy. So the guy got on base. I believe it was Barry Bonnell. Too big of a lead. Martinez picked him off. Next guy got on. Pick off. Next guy got on. Pick off. Hello. And then Sakata got a bit of payback when he hit a three-run home run at the bottom of the inning to win the game 7-4 in the 10th inning. Here's the 2-1. Diaz hits a dunker in the shallow right, racing out his Degote. He can't get it. It plops in there for a hit. Degote grabs it, turns, and gets it back in. So Diaz, a little parachute job in the right, a little Texas League flair. And Thomas to second base, three straight hits for the Aviators. Belak, with two on and one out, will set his sights now on the recently inserted into the game Luis Barrero, who's finishing up in right field for Vince Fernandez in this game. Barrera hitting 284, six homers, 37 runs batted in. Luis was 1-for-5 in yesterday's series opener. He has it safely in 10 of his last 11 games. Left-handed hitting Barrera against the righty Belak. Aviators with nine hits. They lead 6-3. They've scored six unanswered runs now after trailing 3-0 earlier. The pitch is down and in. Ball one. 1-0. The 1-0. Barrera swings and fouls that pitch back. 1-1 the count. Six runs, nine hits, 3 errors for Las Vegas. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Sugar Land. On this date in 1999, Ken Griffey Jr. joined Babe Ruth, Ralph Kiner, Duke Snyder, Ernie Banks, Harmon Killebrew, and Mark McGuire. Pitches outside to Barrera. It's 2-1. As the only players to hit 40 home runs in four straight years. Quite a feat. Now the 2-1 to Barrera. Thomas at second, Diaz at first. The ball lined down the left field line and racing over to make a fabulous sliding backhand play is J.J. Mattajevic. Whoa, what a play that was. So both left fielders have made dazzling plays late in this game. That's a tremendous play. He doesn't catch that ball, rattles around in the corner, and at least one run scores. So Barrera, freshly inserted the game, is robbed by Mattajevic. Splendid play. Two down. Here's Pache. We have to wait now because Mickey Story, I think, is going to make a pitching change. Ronel Blanco, a righty, has been throwing in the bullpen. They're going to go to him now. We have a break in the action. Pitching change, bottom of the eighth inning, Las Vegas with two on and two out, leading 6-3. More action after this.
After 150 professional baseball games, it all comes down to this. The AAA Triple Championship Weekend at the Las Vegas Ballpark. On Friday, September 30th, the two top teams in the Pacific Coast League will battle it out in the PCL Championship game. On Saturday, October 1st, it's the International League Championship game. Then, the two league champions will meet for the AAA National Championship on Sunday, October 2nd. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, that's Huey Lewis, and here's the news. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Las Vegas down 3-0 early, now leads 6-3. Then the new pitcher, righty, Ronel Blanco, R-O-N-E-L-B-L-A-N-C-O. Brandon Belak went 4 2/3. And so far, he's allowed 4 runs, and the runs are earned on 7 hits. He walked 2, struck out 3. The 2 men on base belong to him. Blanco's first appearance in the series. He's having a very good year. 6 feet tall, 180. He will be 29 in less than a week. He's from Santiago in the Dominican and was at Sugar Land last year. Here is Pache. High drive in a deep right center. Up ball's hit. Durden racing back on the run, and that looking up, and that one is out of here. Christian Pache on one pitch. It's his fourth home run. And launches a 3-run bomb. And the Aviators now lead it 9-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two of the runs are charged to Belak, and the pitch is ball one. Beg your pardon, strike one to Mickey McDonald. Pache goes deep, very deep, to right center. There's a strike 0-2 on McDonald. Mickey has popped up, walked, and struck out. So Pache on the first pitch, and now McDonald hits a line drive into center for a base hit. Mickey's third hit of the series, five at bats. Anyway, Blanco enters the game with a record of 3-4, but a very nice 2.88 ERA in 34 games. 34 and a third innings, only 24 hits, 13 walks, and 46 strikeouts. So there's nothing wrong with his numbers, but Pache greeted him, ambushed that first pitch fastball, and now McDonald singles. And this happening with two outs. Here's Kevin Smith, fastball up and away at 95, 1-0. Smith has walked, struck out, grounded out, and doubled in a run. Aviators have scored 9 unanswered runs, 4 of them here in the 8th inning, to lead 9-3. And the pitch. That's a strike. Fastball at 95. 1 ball and 1 strike to count. And the pitch is a strike. It is a 1 ball, 2 strike count on Kevin Smith. Bo Taylor on deck, looking ahead to the Sugarland ninth, most likely against Tapia. It'll be the bottom three, Dugoti, Edwin Diaz, and Scott Manea. There's the 1-2 now. Swing and a miss, strike three. Looked like a 90-mile-an-hour slider. But the Aviators have a very nice eighth inning as they get quite a bit of elbow room here. They score 4 runs on 5 hits. The centerpiece of the rally, the 3-run home run by Pache. No errors. They leave one man on base. We go to the ninth inning. It's now Las Vegas 9, Sugarland 3.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
Hey, we're back. All right, ninth inning, a 9-3 Vegas lead. Aviators 3 outs away from getting even in the series. Domingo Tapia facing Alex Dugoti, and the fastball zips in low at 98 miles an hour. Dugoti has struck out, single and a run and scored, and flied out. There's been Waldichuk for 5. Aaron Brown, the pitcher record. This is a save situation for Tapia because he came in the eighth inning when it was a 5-3 game. There's a liner in the right for a base hit. Dugoti has the first hit off of Tapia, the 7th hit for Sugarland as Barrera gets the ball back in. Dugoti is 2-for-4. Edwin Diaz, 1-for-3 with a single off the left field wall to drive in a run in the 4th inning. And his last at bat, he struck out swinging against Aaron Brown. People talk about sometimes discussion comes up embarrassing moments of the game. Here's the pitch. And it's a strike on one. Sean Casey, on this date in 2006, probably became the first player in baseball history to ground out to left field. If you haven't seen that, it's out there on YouTube. Here's the 0-1. Diaz takes a fastball outside at 97. 1-1. It was a unique play, to be sure. A 5-7-3 play. It was a result of Casey starting to go back to the dugout, thinking that his line drive would be caught on the fly. when he lined it toward White Sox third baseman Joe Creedy. It's a strike, 1-2. So he hit the line drive. He figured, oh, Creedy's going to catch it. So he headed for the dugout. Well, the ball glanced off Creedy's glove and went out to left fielder Pablo Osuna. And then Casey was like, oh, whoa, whoa. So he ran toward first, and Osuna threw him out. Pitch bounces. Good save by Taylor. 2-2. That's when you want to crawl under the turf. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Edwin Diaz. 9-3 Las Vegas in the ninth inning. Tapia steps away for a moment as Bo Taylor needs a little time. Ever heard of a guy getting thrown out after a game? You can't make it up. Here's a swing and a miss. 98 mile an hour fastball takes care of Diaz. So one out in the ninth inning. Las Vegas up 9-3. Scott Manea coming up. Well, on this date in 2008, the very end of a ball game, Denard Span came up. He was a rookie at the time. It's called third strike to end the game. Twins lost to the Angels 5-3 in that game. And Span didn't like it. Ground ball to short. Smith has it. Feeds Mondu. That's one on to first. That's the end of the game. He yelled and screamed. And Brian threw his helmet and bat. Brian Gorman tossed him after the game had ended. Speaking of the game ending, this 6-4-3 double play puts a lid on this one. So the Aviators take a major step toward wiping away the bitter aftertaste of last night's lopsided loss. They win this one 9-3. I'll be back with the totals after this.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Oh, are you seeing these readings? This is incredible.
Short-staffed, Marco's climate research facility is in the eye of the storm. The atmospheric pressure to find more weather specialists is mounting.
Man, this is going to be a big job. We're going to need a bigger team.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Aviators win tonight, and so they're back over 500. They're now 60-59 with 9 runs, 11 hits, 3 errors, leaving just 4 men on base. For Sugarland, they are now 55-64. They've still beaten Vegas 4 out of 5 in head-to-head matchups this year. And there are 4 games at hand in this particular homestand between these two teams. Sugarland, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors, leaving 6 on base. The winning pitcher in relief, Aaron Brown, goes to 4-3. The save to Domingo Tapia, his 4th. And the loss goes to Brandon Belak, who is now 3-6 on the year. Sugarland looked like they were going to pick up where they left off when the second pitch of the game was hit out of sight by J.J. Matijevic off Ken Wolichak, but they only got 2 more unearned runs after that. The Aviators pitching and defense did the rest, and so did Nate Mondu with a pair of 2-run home runs, and then they had the big 8th inning that they pulled away. 5,046 paid to see it, 2 hours, 38 minutes on the time. And on the Hash House of Go-Go post-game show, we'll do a brief recap and get you updated on the scores coming up after this.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burnt end burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
Aviator One is high up, checking out the Las Vegas ballpark.
Your Las Vegas Aviators wrap up their homestand against the Sugar Land Space Cowboys with games through Sunday night. Friday night, the first 2,000 fans get a beautiful Las Vegas ballpark replica presented by Green Valley Grocery. Then, on Saturday night, come get your free Aviators branded football jersey presented by Credit One Bank. A night game on Sunday wraps things up. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right, welcome back. Welcome to the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show. The Aviators needing a win, needing something positive after a demoralizing loss yesterday in the opener. Sugar Land hitting 9 home runs and winning 23-8. Though today, a whole different deal. Space Cowboys are up 3-0, hitting in the bottom of the fourth, and then they didn't score after the fourth, while the Aviators rolled up 9 unanswered runs and one going away. By a score of 4-3. Again, the hitting star, Nate Mondu, with not one, but two-run home runs. And also, Christian Pache put the finishing touches on the scoring with a three-run home run in the eighth to cap off a four-run rally as he hit it off reliever Ronel Blanco. As far as the Aviators were concerned, they also had a two-hit game from Jordan Diaz in their victory, and they had some very nice defensive plays, most notably by Mickey McDonald, and early in the game, Jordan Diaz, playing third, made some very nice plays. Nate Mondu also made at least one extremely good play as well. And the Aviators had good pitching. Ken Waldichuk and Aaron Brown and Domingo Tapia all threw well. And Waldichuk, one earned run in 5 innings and 2 earned runs. A walk and 9 strikeouts, and at one point he struck out 7 consecutive hitters. When we come back, now this series is tied at 1 with 4 games left, we'll get some scores for you next on the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show as we come back after this.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck. Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center is not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more, they don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter what. Look, if you have a payday loan, do yourself a favor, come see us at Dollar Loan Center. Normally we can save you up to half of what you're paying now and give you way longer to pay it back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes, even without a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash.
Let's talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when you're done cleaning that bathroom, I got a few other things for you to do.
Well, you know, son, I'll do whatever it takes for the team to get the job done.
Also, when you're finished, I need you to go through these tenant files and
Wait a minute. I know you're the boss. Look, change is inevitable, just like our real estate market. With the inventory of homes increasing, it is creating more opportunities for buyers.
Yeah, I would agree. Buyers are getting better prices, their closing costs paid for, and a ton more homes to choose from.
And with our seller programs like cash advances, doing all repairs, and buying distressed properties in 5 days, nobody, and I mean nobody, gets you top dollar like the real estate guy.
So call the number one real estate brand in Nevada.
The Real Estate Guys.
702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. Call for details. EXP Realty, license number 38886.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the Real Estate Guy.
All right, welcome back. As the Hash House of Go-Go post-game show continues with a glance at the scores, Oklahoma City Dodgers defeated El Paso 13-8 to go back to 2.5 games ahead of El Paso in the Eastern Division. Meanwhile, it was Salt Lake over Tacoma 9-3. Round Rock with a 6-run ninth inning on the road beat Albuquerque 9-5. In a game that is of most significance to the Aviators, Sacramento beat Reno 4-2. So you couple that with the Aviators' victory here, and the Aviators pick up a game on first place Reno. There's 7 back of Reno now with a little over a month to go. We'll see how it all works out. The Aviators have a lot of games left with Reno. And so that's how it looks in the Pacific Coast League. Turning our attention now to the Major League portion of the Hash House of Go-Go post-game show. Atlanta defeated the Pirates 14-2. Detroit over the Giants 6-1. Rangers 16 and the Rockies 4. A Sky Bolt walk-off sacrifice fly gave the Oakland Athletics a 3-2 win over the visiting Marlins with A.J. Puck picking up the win in that one. Cleveland shut out San Diego 7-0. It was Washington over Seattle 3-1. The Phillies defeated the Reds 7-5. White Sox beat Baltimore 5-3 in 11 innings. Tampa took the Angels 4-3 in 10 innings. It was Toronto 3 and the Red Sox 2. The Cubs beat the Cardinals by a score of 7-1. It was Kansas City over the Diamondbacks 5-3. Houston beat Minnesota 5-3. And the Dodgers defeated Milwaukee by a score of 12-6. I'll be back with a final word from Las Vegas Ballpark next, right after this.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
The Sourdough Star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread so toasty and flat like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The Sourdough Star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feeds your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Kenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flat weave shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Can someone run a stock check on all the Moroccan 8x10s?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Hi, welcome back. Well, tomorrow it'll be game three of the six-game series. The Aviators open the homestand by defeating Sacramento 2 out of 3, and they've split 2 with Sugarland now. It'll be $2 beer night tomorrow night, so come out and enjoy the inexpensive brews. 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 pregame show on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. Righty Adrian Martinez, 5-7, a 5.72 ERA against right-hander Peter Solomon out of Notre Dame, 7-6, a 5.28 ERA. And that will be the matchup tomorrow for Game 3 as the second-place Aviators, now 7 back Arena, will try to make it 2 straight over Sugarland in this particular series. Want to give thanks to Chris Chapman for a splendid job producing this game back in the Lotus Studios, and thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. Until tomorrow, for Matt Neverett, this is Russ Langer, wishing all a very fine evening from Las Vegas Ballpark in downtown Summerlin, where tonight Las Vegas defeated Sugarland 9-3. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
49ers and Texans, we'll get into a little preseason, but yeah, we'll talk some preseason football with Babano on the other side, but I want to get into week zero because they're playing for real. All right, these games count now. Always a pleasure, Cam. Try not to set a fire tonight.
The Raiders host the New England Patriots for the final preseason game of the season, Friday at 3 on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.